Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my Thank Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Fucking pop song, if you ask me.
No
better
way.
Than what?
Absolutely not.
This is a Miley Cyrus cover. This is a Miley Cyrus song.
Oh yeah, now
this is Wrecking Ball.
Yeah. Okay.
But they do it as a fucking metal song, which I love.
So they cover her song.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah, but no, this isn't metal. This is like that scene shit with the guys with the puffy wigs.
Is it too
soft for you?
Yes.
Okay.
That's pretty heavy.
This is girl music.
Yeah. Zach's like, it's not metal. Nobody's bleeding.
These are guys that fuck your girlfriend. These are hot.
No, these are guys that rape 16-year-olds.
Yeah, your girlfriend.
Yes.
These are hot men that figured out how to play, metal music. I get what you're saying. It's sort of pop, emo, metal.
Yeah.
I got no problem with that category, my friend.
It's
better
fine.
Than most of the horse shit that's out there. Look at this guy. This is also just one dude doing it, by the way.
He's hot?
No, he's an ugly man.
I was just about to say, is this the hot guy?
I thought it was going to be young, hot dudes playing this on a stage.
This is an angry FedEx delivery guy.
Looks like Harrington without a beard.
Yeah. I thought it was going to be like a beautiful emo boy man.
No, but that guy is kind of a hot emo guy, the guitarist.
What happened to the mohawks and the chains and the leather? That's all out?
I love metal. I forget about it sometimes because I get into these Puerto Rican modes in my life where I start listening to hip hop.
Right.
And I walk around, I'm like, oh, it's great. But then I listen to boom, 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 boom,
boom. Oh, yeah. It's good for the
just headphones are going out.
Yeah.
It's great. All right, anyway, look, guys, let's get the show started. Real Ass Podcast live, 11 a.m. Wednesday. What the fuck is up, bitches? It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez, Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, Black Belt Killer. Artist formerly known as the Howard Stern of MMA Radio, Real Ass Dude. And I'm going to add this one. I'm adding a new one today. It's a big fucking day. The most consistent podcaster in podcasting. The most consistent podcaster in podcasting is now, because I've been podcasting for nearly a decade, and love me or hate me, I'm consistent.
Sure.
Mm. I am what I am.
Yeah.
Always hateable.
International superstar Zach D'Amico in the house. What's up, kid?
Hey, buddy.
I like how we match. We need to do this more often.
I'm starting to like the hat on you now that you've committed to it.
It's because you know what it is though. This hat, just in general, it's sort of ironic. Like it's in the Gap, but nobody's buying it. Going like, oh, this is stylish. They're like, I'm going to be a dickhead and be a, a duck hunter.
Yeah.
And you buy this hat, and then it's just you fall into it, and something happened here, and I kind of like it too.
Yeah, I'm starting to like it.
Yeah.
It works. Well, I got a Vans gift card, and I bought a bunch of Vans shit because it was free. And everyone's making fun of me, so I've been turning it inside out.
Really?
Because I got the Vans logo. People are like, what are you, 13?
Yeah.
You're
Vans
35.
Is sort of a brand that you don't want. You can't wear, kickwear.
Yeah,
or,
it's kids.
Jews can.
Skaters. Kikewear.
Me and Big J again in the same sweatshirt. There are three sweatshirts to buy at the store that we go to.
Okay, after a certain size.
There is a bear that DJ Khaled can buy because it's an $800 sweater.
The bigger sizes, clothes get more and more generic.
Christine will see me
go, 5X, you don't even get a team. You just get a shirt that says sports.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Well, when you go to some of those stores, you realize how there's people that are like a 5X or a 7X, and you're like, at that point,
how are they even getting into the mall?
Not only that, but at that point, whatever you have on doesn't matter. Fashion is out the window.
That's actually a great point. Yeah. It's like, what are you doing? What are you hiding? We see it.
Yeah.
You know, like me, I'm at a fat where the right shirt, the right angle, I can look okay.
Sure.
You know,
7X is tough.
It ain't gonna happen.
7X is tough.
You better fucking, you know,
figure it out.
It is funny to go into the fat guy store and see every shirt Jay has.
Well, it's like just,
there's his Beatles shirt, there's his AC/DC shirt.
Yeah.
He doesn't even like the bands, he's just the things that they have in a size.
Right. Here's the Hannah Gadsby sweater.
Right.
Is she gonna host the Oscars? Do you think they're gonna make that move?
Boy.
I called that. I really wish I would have fucking tweeted it.
Oh, I would watch excited to watch.
Oh, of course.
Because the thing with her is like if she does it and it's awkward. And she's like, I hate Matt. I mean, it could be fun.
They're going to love it no matter what. Fun. No matter what happens, they will love anything she does.
Right.
Yeah.
This is like
she
the new
thing.
She
walks out and squats on an Oscar.
Yeah. Ooh, that's hot. But that's a guy going in her.
Yeah, she's, I mean, good for her. She's like, she made a career out of being a troll. I have no problem with it. I really have no problem.
Yeah, no, I respect that.
I weirdly came around because what she did was, that initial thing came out where she was like, you know, fucking, you know, if you're just a comedian trying to get laughs, you're a fucking shithead.
Right.
He's like, you gotta be saying something. And I didn't even realize it, like, but it was a beautiful troll job. And me, like all the other monkey idiots, I was like, what? And then we all reacted and everyone was like, fuck her, that fucking stupid. And she's like, yeah, fucking shower me in fame, you fucking morons.
Yeah.
And that built her. It was a smart fucking move.
Yeah.
This good man, she's going to come out every few months and say another controversial sort of thing.
Right.
That's going to get people to go like, ooh, she's so fucking edgy.
Right.
And
it's like a Milo.
Yes. On the other side, it's just the same thing. It's just a form of trolling. And when
they
you,
might be the same person.
They might
who
be.
Knows?
Yeah,
who,
right.
Nobody's ever seen them. Milo's way hotter than Hannah Gadsby.
Yeah, way
I mean, leaps and bounds. If you had to pick one, gay or straight, to put your dick inside of their mouth, you are picking Milo Yiannopoulos, period.
Those, take sex out of it. Which one of them just looks kissable?
Which one? Just, you got to look down at their head sucking your dick. What do you want?
Yeah.
The one with less facial hair, obviously.
I want the blonde with the pearls.
Yeah.
Who's broke? Who's
also the one who's
a debt,
who's right done it a bunch, to be honest. You know?
Yeah, but he liked black guys.
That's actually a great question. Blowjob for the straight guys. Anyway, obviously you would rather Milo. Actually, who knows?
Yeah,
she's a little more masculine.
I gotta be honest with you.
See, we'll get a better picture of Milo.
Hannah would be a lot better for my career.
Yeah. Sort of dating Hannah Gadsby. You guys just make it.
I would absolutely, and you know this about me. It's why you like me, I think. I would date Hannah Gadsby tomorrow.
I swear to God, I'm the same thing.
Yeah, you would.
I would
yeah,
make
that's
her
what
my,
I love about you.
My fucking girlfriend.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, 100%. Kim would be in back in the unemployment office, wherever you found her, in a bodega, selling combs, wherever she was, you would just put her back there, you know?
Yeah, but I'm the same way. I understand there's something about that where not only would I date her, but I could get my dick hard.
Oh, sure.
I could mentally get myself there. Like,
well,
I could put myself into the place.
She's dating the chick who wrote Transparent.
What does she look like? Is she hot?
Jill Soloway. Get her up.
Is she hot?
No. Jill Soloway, Bonnie McFarlane's friends with these people, and she went out to dinner with Jill Soloway and Hannah Gadsby.
Is that where I saw Rich Voss in a picture with?
Yeah, they went. Yeah,
oh, there you go.
Right. So Bonnie and Rich went
to
their event.
If they started talking shit to me at a bar, I'm like, I'm gonna beat the shit out of these guys right now.
They
I'm gonna beat the piss out of these two dudes. They're coming at me like this.
Yeah.
Tim, hold my fucking drink. I don't care how many guys there are.
I'm gonna fuck up Eric Bergstrom and his mom.
Yeah. Bonnie and Rich went to one of their events, and one of their events, they were like, people were trying to ask them questions, but nobody knew how. They were like, as a woman, I mean, as somebody who identifies, I mean, as a woman presenting, like, nobody knew. It was crazy. Nobody knew what to say.
What did
people
you
people were, like,
call
sitting
me?
Down. They were like, I'm sorry.
That was just Voss trying to get out of sentence.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, good for her. If she hosts the Oscars, I think she's going to end up doing it. I think that her people are working so hard behind the scenes. It's the perfect narrative.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. Kevin Hart gets removed from the Oscars because of homophobic tweets, and they replace him with the fucking savior to the homos.
Uh-huh.
Hannah Gadsby. She's the one.
She's the one.
I'm glad he pulled out and Seinfeld stood up for him. He's like, the Oscars is losing.
Yeah.
He's a get.
Agreed.
Right.
Yeah,
agreed. He does stadiums. No one watches this shit.
About Tiffany Haddish doing that. That's one of the people they were talking about. It's like, you understand what a step down you're talking about?
Yeah.
Just because it's a woman, just because, like, you, it's just sort of.
Thinking Roseanne.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
That'd be fun.
Let me tell you right now, if Roseanne hosted the Academy Awards, I said Alex Jones.
Yeah.
The funniest person in the country.
Yeah.
The most talented. There's nobody funnier than Alex Jones.
Best ideas.
Great ideas.
Yeah.
Family man.
Yeah.
But no, I think it'd be funny to see somebody like him do it.
Yeah, I don't really get Hollywood. I don't watch no award shows. That's the problem. Anyway, but it really
Who was like the good host from when, like, I guess I was a
Whoopi
kid.
Goldberg hosted it 45 times,
Billy
right?
Crystal. Billy
that's
Crystal.
That's what I'm thinking about. There's like a I remember it being consistently hosted by that group.
It was like Whoopi, Billy,
Robin Williams.
Ellen,
oh, no, they did
Alan,
Just for Laugh.
Yeah.
There is there's
Comic
no.
Relief. Thank you.
Saturday Night Live sort of made fun of it, and they were like, there's no upside to it.
No,
it's like not
right.
enough. They don't even pay that much.
No. Pay scale.
It's fucking crazy. It's
what
like,
is scale for a job like that?
I think it's like $1,600.
No. It was more. He got 15,000, Kimmel got. 15,000.
That's nothing.
That's nothing.
Nothing to
I mean,
people.
Literally, if Kimmel made an appearance at a fucking comedy club, just a one-nighter, yeah. he'd be paid more than that.
Absolutely.
Just to, like... It's nothing.
I thought it was like $500,000.
Me too. I would assume it's just the sort of the honor. But now you're held to this scrutiny where it's not even like.
And you can't win if you're too edgy. You're a piece of shit. If you're not edgy enough, you're boring. You're bland.
Is the new goal as an entertainer to get a certain amount of fame, but not that famous, because to not have to deal with the scrutiny? Because you can become a multimillionaire. You can do your thing. Like you know,
you want to be a Rogan. You want to have your own shit
that
they can't take away.
Yeah,
and still be yourself.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. That's sort of the...
that's the new model.
The whole...
Yeah.
But not really. I don't think when new comics are starting, do you think that they're looking at Rogan? Or do you think that they are going like, all right, well, we need to fucking play it safe. We need to do jokes about politics. We need to do stuff, you know.
There's a lot of that. I went to an open mic recently,
oh my
and it
God.
Is horrific. Terrible. Four white guys went up before me, and they all apologized.
No.
That was their opener.
Yeah.
And then it was just, you know, it's a sad off. I was molested. I was raped. I'm gay. I look like Tim Dillon.
Well,
right.
One guy.
I was just about to say, that's my entire opening bit. Yeah. I don't know why it's being stolen.
Tim, were you ever molested or anything?
No.
When you were
and
a kid?
I was a hot kid. I was a gorgeous
kid.
We all saw that.
Talented.
I was a beautiful kid. And my parents were lower middle class. They didn't know what to do. They should have pimped me out all over Hollywood.
Any close calls?
Yes. Once there was a theater director, I swear to God, I was in a play. I was probably about eight or nine. And he said to me,
your prime.
And this is, let me tell you right now, you have no fucking idea that was my prime. You have no fucking idea. Let me tell you.
You had fucking glitter on your eyes.
I was in, and I was gay then. I was like, actually gay. Like when I was.
You knew. Yeah, that was, you were
I
straight
knew,
gay.
And then
grew out of being gay.
I grew out of being
gay. You were
gay.
So young, you were done with it.
Yeah.
Look at that. Come on, guys. You're not doing that, guy.
Oh, wow.
So this theater director.
You just missed the generation where you would have embraced being a little fag.
I would have been gay at 16.
If you were grow up now,
forget
it. It'd be I would hate your fucking guts. Like back then, you were like, I'm around Long Island. I don't really know if I should fucking
absolutely.
You know, let me just be me.
I was like, I want to sell mortgages. I want to steal people's houses.
And I want to suck some dicks. Who cares?
And I want to suck dicks quietly. And you know what? I still and this will get me in trouble. I still kind of want to do. Like I still kind of want to just suck dicks quietly. I almost wonder if I should have ever came out.
Yeah.
Should have just had a wife and should have like every Thursday night went to men's night. What I mean?
I understand what you're saying, but it's more or less like because that doesn't, especially with you, it doesn't need to be the thing.
No.
Yes, thank
it's
you.
Like for me, the thing is not me being Puerto Rican.
Right.
You know, I think we have a similar thing.
It is, but
part of it.
We do have a similar thing in the idea that like.
Just in terms of the way that I portray myself and the way that I act. Like,
we
I'm
probably
not,
mention it on stage the same amount. Like in an hour
a few
of time,
times,
we
yeah.
do it two or three times, you know, and it's not.
And it's just not my identity. Whereas I think today, whether, forget just entertainment, just in general.
But I had a director.
If you're gay today in a big city.
That's the deal.
I think it's. I think. Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah,
I could be completely wrong. I think that if you're gay today in a big, not the fucking Midwest, not down south, but in a fucking, you know,
big city,
Northeast, Northwest, you know, you're in a fucking position where I think there's going to be almost no bullying. I think if people bullied you, they would be so ostracized.
They're the loser.
Yeah, they would be. And that's good, by the way. That's not a bad thing.
No, sure.
But I can't sit here and go like, I mean, come on. Like, let's just let up a little bit. It's pretty, we've come to a time where I really feel like that is like, and it's a good thing.
Sure.
But I feel like that's how society is now. It's
if
there's a gay kid that came out, I think they'd be applauded more than they would be.
Yeah.
Now, here's the other part of it. Maybe their uncle or dad would call them a fucking faggot and not talk to them and not respect them. And how much more does that mean to them than some fucking strangers at school?
My uncle and dad call me that anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah.
My mom used to call me
but
gay
the
to bother me like a lot.
My
like
uncle
a lot.
Dad.
Yeah.
Well, that was my go-to. So you're going to go hang out with your little faggot friend, James Meekum?
Yeah.
She used to call him gay, too. And I was like, we're not gay.
Yeah.
We just play in a band together. Yeah. There was not even a sign of us being gay.
It's sad that we can't call kids that play in a band together faggots. To be honest with you, because what else are you supposed to say? It's going to work. Oh, you guys are great. But the director came up to me. I was like 8 years old, and he said, hey, if you ever have any problems with girls, you can come talk to me because I know all about that stuff.
I do have a problem with their pussies.
Yeah.
They're gross.
So that's a guy that's trying to molest you. He's trying to like build some type of weird. So if you go to him and you're like, yo, well, I like this girl and she doesn't like me, he could like get in there. But that was the weirdest thing.
That's the only sign.
Do you think he was going to do like to teach you how to kiss?
I thought he was going to do something weird. It was weird enough where I never spoke to that guy again. He was the director of this show.
You could feel it.
I could feel there was something weird. Because number one, I would never go up to a 9-year-old and say anything. Like, I have nothing to say to a 9-year-old.
I literally forgot we were talking about an 8-9-year-old kid.
Yeah, why would
you
I talk?
Problems with girls. What problems with girls would you have?
That's number one, it's weird. Number two, it's
you
like,
can't
why,
fit
are
into
you,
their dresses?
Why are you talking to me alone in a hallway as I'm using the bathroom?
Yeah.
Like,
why are you pissing in a hallway?
Like, well, no, I'm walking to the bathroom. It's Long Island. But I was so almost, but never.
It's not a bad in. It's a pretty good line.
I'm sure it's worth. Here's the sick thing. It worked for that guy before.
Whoa.
That's probably why he did it. Yeah. He's probably like, some dumb kid was probably
it didn't
like,
seem like it was his first time. Like he'd use this method.
Sadly, probably yes.
He had it written down on his hand. He read it.
Yeah. I mean, sadly, probably yes. But, I mean, that's kind of fucked up. But,
Mark, were you ever molested? Or not? Well, maybe you were molested. But have you ever been? Or what's the
no,
closest?
No, I had a friend when I was like 13 who we'd had a sleepover. And, you know, we were poor. So we slept in the same bed. And he put his hand on my dick and he said, you ever thought about it or something like that?
Okay, so
like,
if that's the definition of molested, let me change my answer. Yes, I have also molested about 150 people. I had no idea that was the definition. I apologize. Wrong. Sleepover hand on it. Have you ever thought about it? I was molested last night. That's crazy.
Might have been the same guy.
It's the most liberal definition.
Fuck.
What did you do?
I was like, I didn't want to shame the guy. You know,
so,
right?
Because even then, and like,
I was secure enough to be like, no, I'm good. And I just kind of rolled over. But he was a tough dude. He was like a fist fighting street kid.
Right.
Really?
That's so hot.
I know.
Not at that age, that's not right. But had he been 4 years older and developed, there's nothing hotter than a street fighting
13-year-old
person who wants to, you know.
It's a street kid from, you know.
I never get that. I get
these
guys
from
Juilliard. Did that kid
ever come out as being gay? Or?
I lost touch. I think he got AIDS. Oh, yeah. But he was a cool kid. Drew, he beat up some guy in a front lawn, his own front lawn, and like the guy had glasses, and he said, well, first, the guy goes, you're not going to hit a guy with glasses, are you? And he's like, no. Then he hit him, the glasses flew off, and then he beat the shit out of him.
Wow.
He was
New
a
Orleans.
Tough kid. Yeah, New Orleans was a wild, it was surreal. A lawless town.
And there was no signs that this kid was gay at all.
No signs.
Wow.
Except for the sleeveless tee, but at that age, you're like, oh, that's cool.
And the hand on the dick.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Well, did that? Now, you said you were poor, so you slept in the same bed, or like he was poor.
Whose house were you at?
Yeah. His house.
Okay.
So I was kind of on his turf.
Right.
His dad was an artist.
It was a little rude, to be honest.
What's that?
His family fed you, gave you a place to sleep. Yeah.
But he didn't know maybe I was down.
So now the next day,
we didn't bring it up, never came. We just played football. It was a non-thing, but I never forgot it.
Two-hand touch?
Huh?
Two-hand touch? So it was
fag football.
So you went to fag football. God damn it. Remember when we used to name the episodes with the word fag in them? We don't do that anymore because we can get them flagged on
Well, you know what's funny? The New York Times writer was like, why isn't anyone going through podcasts and getting all these guys?
No, did he say that?
Swear to God.
No!
Zinnerman, the guy at the New York Times goes, you know what's interesting?
Shut up, Zin!
Yeah, he's like, tweets, everybody's getting fucked. He's like, why is no one listening to these podcasts?
I called this so long ago. There's going to be an article.
Oh, yeah.
There's going to be an article. You're going to see it one day.
Yeah, ready? Yeah.
It's too much stuff.
It's going to be by some fucking chick in some blog, and it's going to say, the problem with white men and podcasting on iTunes.
Yeah.
Or some shit like that. Right. That's going to be the headline, and then everyone's mouth is going to go, huh?
Yeah, when they read it.
And then they're going to fucking go through everything, and they're going to change it. iTunes in the future, you won't be able to say the things we say on it now.
You think?
Just like YouTube, I promise you.
I think we're going the other way. Like, me and you have had that discussion. I think we're going the other way where I do see what they're trying to do. Like, they did kick Gavin off everything, right? Mm-hmm. They kicked Alex Jones. Like, they are kicking people off.
Every platform.
They're kicking people off. They're trying to clean up the internet. They're trying to make it like...
They're going to just keep on moving that line, moving that line, moving that line. So the line is moving in that direction. And it's going to be...
But I think we have a generation of people that's used to this that are going to fight back. There's a generation of people that are so used to just people unedited saying whatever they want.
We'll see.
I don't think you could put that back in the box.
It won't. It'll be a corporate company like Apple that's going to make a decision. And they're leaders and they're going to deal with pressure from the inside. And that whole world of... You know, Silicon Valley, that is all a bunch of fucking liberal art fags.
Well, it's also a bunch of people that want to just make money. So even though they're liberal art fags, they really want to really want to make money. Mm-hmm. And to them, race war or whatever, you know, that's the thing now. That's not good for business.
As soon as the sponsors, believe me,
you're
right. It is about money.
But,
and it will, I believe that in the future, you will not be able to say the N-word into a microphone. It will be not against the law.
I love how that's what we're talking about.
But no. That's it'll have to be that black and white. But I think in the future you won't be able to say certain words into microphones and have it be broadcast on any platform.
So are they going
to
screen them pre-publishing?
It's going to be the technology already exists. Actually, we talked about this specific subject where I said they're going to be able to literally plug it into an algorithm. YouTube does this now where if you're playing a song, it catches it. It's not like somebody's listening to every podcast. They hear the song. They have an algorithm that picks up the fucking progression of sounds that comes through, whatever it is. And then they flag you based off of a copyright infringement.
They'll be like, we've taken every N-word out of Legion of Skanks. It's now a 7-minute show.
Right.
7 minutes.
I love the idea
that
one man's job.
Yeah, it's just plugs.
Yeah. Just N-word screener. He's got like a hard hat and a lunchbox. He's like, honey. Legion of Skanks.
Crazy. But wait a minute, what if they're black people saying it on the podcast?
Ah. Oh, boy. Well, that's a different timber.
I talked to, when I was on the Roast Battle podcast, which I did it with those guys out in L.A., and it was with
Moses.
Brian Moses and with Coach T.
Okay.
Super cool dudes, and I did their podcast, but Comedy Central, Viacom, when they took over the podcast, they were like, "Yeah, you can't say nigga on the podcast." And they were like, "We're black." And they put their foot down. They were like, "Well, we're not saying that's crazy,
right?"
We're going there.
We're going.
The fact
I call myself Coach,
sir.
Beg your pardon.
Right.
But I mean, if in 2018 of today, if the conversation has been had, and they had to push back on it. How far off do you think it is before it's just going to go where that's just going to be when you sign an agreement on any of these platforms?
Hate speech.
Yeah, it's
coming.
Then we'll just go to the next thing.
But I believe that it's going to eventually, I'm not saying now, maybe not even in our lifetime. I just think in the future at one point, you won't be able to say those words into microphones and have people hear them.
Well, as soon as you see another Charlottesville or some type of violence, what happens is people, right after violence, people are like, take all the rights away. You know, it's like after 9/11, people were like, yeah, I don't need, you can listen to my phone and read my emails. I don't care and lock people up. You don't need a reason to search me.
And I'm the same way because when I go to the airport, people complain.
Well, you
want to
be safe.
Like, oh, I
want to be safe.
Please take my shoes off. So, I don't want to fucking have some asshole come with a shoe.
If there's like
another violent
clash or whatever, you're going to see a lot of these companies.
Yeah, it's going
to
keep on doing it.
Purge.
And, well, we'll see. I'm hoping not because, look, I've made a career out of saying fucked up things into microphones, but it's Kevin Hart. I just filmed my special. Kevin Hart gets fucking taken off the Oscars the night or 2 days before I filmed my special. Kevin Hart gets taken off for literally saying in a joke, I wouldn't want my son to be gay.
Right.
In my special that I just filmed, I have a whole bit where I talk about how I would care if my son was gay and how I used to say I wouldn't care, but I know I would care because somebody called my dog gay and it broke my heart.
Right.
I mean, it's a whole
bit.
Well,
you know what that means.
And it's an honest fucking bit.
No Academy Awards. No Emmys.
But it's very funny because I go and record that, and I have another bit where I talk about there being a transgender child in my son's class.
Yeah.
And we know Owen Benjamin got
Gatsby produced the special, and we're all very excited.
But Owen got into trouble doing a joke about that, and, you know, the reality is, you know.
Well, Owen is now.
Well,
off, Owen is now off the universe.
Look,
Owen is now in a backyard playing piano. Talking about that Kelsey Grammer sold his soul to the devil. And I just watched that YouTube.
That's a good
bit. I just watched that YouTube in an Uber on the way here because I'm like, what? Because every now and then I'll be like, what's Owen up to? Like, where is Owen now?
But you watched it. He's getting hits.
Let me tell you, he's got 40,000 on that video.
It
came out 2 hours ago.
That's what I'm saying.
Because you know what it is?
It
is more entertaining than anything else.
But here's the thing. You can't cry victim then because you're making good money through Patreon. You have an audience and that's fine. But you can't sit there and go, oh, but they deplatformed.
They're going to take him off though. They're going to get rid of him on YouTube.
On Patreon.
They got rid of him on Twitter.
Patreon's
going to get rid of him. All of these things are going to get rid of a lot of these people.
Well, that's where we're going. Somebody like Owen who has said, fuck it, all right, fine, I'll go and go directly to the fans. Now, You don't need Patreon. I run my own platform. You can literally set up a fucking, you don't need a company to do that for you.
Right.
So that's my problem with a company like Patreon. And we've seen that happen. They changed the pricing structure once where they were just charging another 30 or 40 cents to the consumer without, they didn't tell anybody on the platform. Another time, I don't know if it was Cometown or another. No, it was Patreon with Owen Benjamin. They sent him a message saying, hey, these videos are fucking whatever, hateful. We're giving you a warning that, you know, we will kick you off the platform. He got a warning from Patreon.
Well, Patreon has this weird standard called, I forget, and it was like manifest observable conduct or something where it's like you can do things not even on their platform that will make them deplatform you. Mm. Like you can do something in life out there that will make them go, we don't want to be associated with you. At the end of the day, they're a private business. They have the right to do that.
Of course.
Clearly.
But then
you're fucked because then all of the payment processors like Stripe, all these things, they're all kind of owned by somebody.
Yeah.
And you could really.
In the future, we will not be able to say anything. I'm telling you right now, it will get there eventually. I think
it's so easy to just completely unperson somebody.
There's so much horrific shit online. How are they going to find us?
Look. Yeah, because we're making
fun
of it.
You can't take it all down.
Here's the other thing. I thought about that recently, too. It's like, well, why can movies, they have rape scenes, and that's not triggering anybody?
Porn.
It's because nobody's...
Soon they won't, yeah.
No, it's different. We're making light of it.
That's what it is.
We're making fun of rape.
Right.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And they can't... Even if we're not making fun of the victim, they can't step back enough from, like, a room of people laughing at maybe a woman being raped or whatever it is. I think that's why comedians are held to a different level of scrutiny. And when you really look at it that way, you're like, all right, well, that sort of makes sense. If it was just like, you know, on Seinfeld, they were having rape scenes and everyone's laughing at a woman being raped in that scene. It's like, you know, I think that they would probably have a problem with
it
as well.
That's why hip hop is never really touched.
Yeah.
Because they're just singing. It's just like, it's a cultural thing. There's a sick beat behind it where we're like, how about this?
Yeah.
Can you believe it? That dirty whore. She was in an alley.
Yeah.
I mean, I think you could look into that with the whole Kevin Hart thing.
Yeah.
The conversation was about what he said, not about that being a common narrative in the black community.
Yeah,
right.
Of course.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's how, I mean, that's how.
No one's going to do an article, black people are homophobic. That's never going to be a headline.
Right.
Why
we
not?
All know.
Yeah.
No hood dudes are pretty homophobic.
It's like that Corolla bit where he's like, you never see Pete at the player's ball. They're all wearing fucking crazy fur coats, but nobody wants to touch that.
Yeah.
Right.
They want to stay. Well, it's a tricky area. It's actually, it reminds me of the Milo thing because you have a gay guy who's on
the
other side.
I would respect PETA so much more if they threw blood at rappers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's... I
was got shot by posse.
If I saw a white chick from Portland with green hair throw blood on Dr. Dre, I would go, all right, maybe I'll get in. Like, is inspiring.
You step on a black guy's...
Ring.
You step on a black guy's sneakers, he'll kill you.
Right.
Let alone ruin his mink.
It. You need to tweet that. That is fine. You need to tag.
Here's what I don't need to do. Tweet that.
That is fucking...
Here's the last thing
the
I need to do.
One of the funniest fucking things I've heard. That is hilarious.
But I mean, because... I mean, that would be great.
But that would be equality, too.
That's equality.
That's
Nobody
equality.
Really wants equality. Like, I used to have a bit, I can't do it anymore, where I'm like, there was a gay guy, and this is the dumbest bit I ever did. It was like the third week in a comedy. I did it at the Woodshed, and it bombed. I did, I said, like, there was a gay kid who was trying to get into the Latin Kings, and he didn't get in. You know, they killed him or something. And I had this dumb line where I was like, what did he try to get danced in or something stupid?
Right.
But it was like, that's real equality. Gay gangs. Gay murderers, you know? Like,
musical.
This is, you know? This is people being afraid of gay people is equality.
Yeah.
You know, in a weird way. Like,
wait,
people
wait,
being
how
like,
is that equality?
Because gay men are looked at and as weak, as kind of feminine. And if people were like, I can't say the word faggot because that guy can punch me in the face, that's what keeps.
Oh, I see.
That's what keeps people from saying
and
certain
also,
things about straight men.
When you think about it, it's a weird thing because gay guys.
Our most prolific serial killers.
When you, that is also true. When you step back from it and you look how, like, in shape most of these, oh shit, Harrington just said he has PETA attacking Gucci Mane at a signing.
All right.
Okay.
Now we're talking.
Whoa,
hey.
Oh, let's see this. Let me see this.
He does have an ice cream cone on his face.
Oh, but this is Black PETA. This
black
is one
on
guy.
Black.
Oh, Black
That's
PETA.
One guy.
They sent in the moles.
This is not PETA. Can we stop? Black PETA's one guy. Gucci Mane's going to be in town. Can somebody get Trevon? Are you available to... Come on.
PETA.
Yeah. But what were you saying? Gay guys in shape.
they're in shape, so you would think that, like, and a lot of them can dance too, right? They learn the choreography. So what you would think is you would think that they could also learn the choreography of fighting.
Because they might, but they're kept out of those spaces because of certain things. I mean, they are.
It should be like a gay fight club.
Yeah, it should be.
But that would just turn sexy.
Yeah.
Well, that's your thing, right? You're like a gay gang. It's a musical.
Yeah. Or a parade.
Yeah. I love that PETA. But Harrington, that is not PETA.
They try to do gay MMA fight clubs. It just turns into horrible gay sex every time.
Yeah.
Bloody
just
gay sex.
Not horrible gay sex. Phenomenal.
Is that a fantasy of yours? Like having a guy get into an octagon with you? And
no,
you guys
because
train?
Like those store guys, I'm not into those guys. They're too muscled, too ripped, too much.
Yeah, makes you feel self-conscious.
No, I just don't. I'm never into. I'm into like skinny, kind of lanky,
petite,
twinky guys.
Yeah. Norman.
I don't like a Norman type. Yeah.
Norman's
right.
Actually got a way better body. You think?
I don't like when Norman's, you go to the MMA guys. You see their ears are puffy.
Yeah.
Their necks are huge.
But that's not like a hot quality to you. Like
I mean,
not
to
ear.
Me.
Okay. So Norman, here's the thing, Norman seems like a dweeb, but then you see him on his Instagram,
yeah,
and he takes his shirt off, fucker's got abs for days, fucking solid chest,
yeah,
always with a hot bitch, you still with the same girl?
Yeah, yeah. I'm just skinny,
it's not
up
just
when skinny.
Skinny,
yeah.
It's not just skinny, it's the type of skinny
List
that you want to be. Yeah,
List is just skinny.
Dave Smith skinny.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. You, it's like if you're going to be skinny, you want to have, like, you're like a healthy skinny. Can we get a shirtless Mark Norman?
Oh, jeez, don't do this.
Is
oh,
there
my
on your Instagram?
God. Tim's here.
Is there one on your Instagram? If there is, then it's public fucking...
Just go through Tim's phone.
I hate this TV in here. Yeah,
my
I
phone
know,
is just photos of myself as an actor, that 8-year-old headshot. Just photos of that.
Wow.
And tuna tartare.
Look at Norman's fucking shirt.
Right.
Shut up.
This is getting
weird. Do you think that's your skinny, you scumbag? That's a fucking solid body. Now go with it more of a close-up on her.
I don't like the ribs. See, the ribs to the side are a little weird.
Look at
there you
shut
go.
Up, a little weird.
A little disturbing.
Tim, if you looked 1/18th as good as Mark Norman with his shirt on. You'd be fucking. Right
I love
now.
How I love how hard you had to think for the math on that.
1/18th.
You're like if you were one. If you were half of, if
I was trying to give
fifth,
an accurate fraction.
If you were a 3/5,
and I had to go, I was like, "What is it?"
You're like, "What was the slave one?"
18th.
You're like, "If you were 3/5 of a white man, you'd."
It is my favorite fraction. I got to be honest with you. If you pick your favorite fraction, it's 3/5.
Yeah.
Not the best.
You'll be able to say 3/5
so
of the N-word going
so
forward
easy.
In podcasts.
Nigga.
You just
not 3/5.
Then you're done.
N-I-G-G-E-R. So if we were to break that into fifths, that'd be at least N-I-G-G-E-R.
But it's coming. I don't think it's as close as you think, but it's coming.
Maybe. Gentlemen, real quick, let's take a moment and talk about Bathmate, which is a fucking awesome, awesome product. I'm telling you right now, this thing is going to change your life. Every man in the world wants a couple more inches, wants a little bit more weight.
It's never enough.
Dick. Yeah. I don't give a shit how big your dick is. You want a little bit bigger of a dick. Me, I don't have an impressive dick. Zach?
Let's say no.
Yeah, right. So obviously, for guys like us, the Bathmate is perfect, okay? It's a penis pump that provides lasting improvements for your penis size, erection strength, and personal confidence in sex life. Bathmate Hydro Pumps have helped over 1 million users worldwide. And it uses water to safely pump up the size of your dick, okay? It's not like it's fucking...
Because you hear horror stories about the air ones.
Oh, yeah.
I have a friend who got his... Who fell asleep with it on.
No.
And got a blood blister on the end.
No!
Of
oh, my but Christ.
You don't have this shit because Bathmate uses water, not
fuck
air.
Yeah, dude. You work it into your shower or bath routine. It's super
plus
simple.
It makes a shower.
Exactly. I don't like showering even. So the fact that the Bathmate draws me in there, I was like, I have a bigger dick if I just go in there. I don't even look at it as my shower. I look at it as my big dick chamber that I go into and you get a little wet in, you know?
You're going to get kicked out of Equinox.
Here's the deal, okay? The pump increases blood flow to your penis, and with regular use, you will see increases in length and girth. Over 85% of surveyed users reported real results. All Bathmate products are built with body-safe materials. The Hydro Pumps are clinically proven to be safe to use, courtesy of Aspen Clinical Research. It's easy to incorporate in your shower or bath routine, giving you a real size and confidence boost without any awkwardness. And this is guaranteed because they are so confident that you're going to have a great time using Bathmate penis pumps. As such, you're going to get a 60-day, no-questions-asked return option. And they also come with a 2-year guarantee. No questions asked. So when you go to return, it's not like a person be like, listen to me, hold on. Tell me exactly...
How little is your dick
that we couldn't do anything for you? That's the way they would normally do it at other companies. They would shame you for not having a larger dick. Here at Bathmate, we're going to say, hey, you know what? Our product didn't work. We don't want your money, little dick man. Take your cash back. We're taking our penis pump.
Take this money back.
Home.
You probably need it, little guy.
So this is your chance to live the most confident life and have a workout routine that's going to actually lead to real sizes in your manhood. Go to bathmatedirect.com/RAP. That is bathmatedirect.com/RAP. And if you use the promo code RAP, this is exclusive for Gas Digital Podcast listeners, you get a free lifetime warranty. This is a $100 value, free lifetime warranty on it. This means if you get if your dick gets too big and busts through it, which has like been known to happen, yeah. Guess what? You just call them up like, hey, dude, my dick hulked out again. You got to give me another one. Okay, $100 value, free lifetime warranty.
You would look like my dick when it's angry.
With the purchase of any pump. Once again, that's bathmatedirect.com/rap. All right, where were we? Did you see? This is interesting. This is an old story. And I don't know if we touched on this one. We've touched on many of these stories, which is a hot teacher fucked a teenage boy.
Yes, again?
This one we got arrested, I believe, in last March or April, maybe.
All right.
But she's the hottest of the teachers that I've seen fuck a student.
Pull her up.
I think she is the hottest of them. And what the reason that I'm even bringing it up today was because I guess now she's going through the like court process and the text messages, I guess, or the text exchanges.
Oh, yeah.
She's fucking gorgeous. It's crazy. Look how angular her nose is. Like, that's a fucking mugshot.
How old was the kid?
13.
Ooh, that's wow. That's really that's
it's
crazy.
So young.
What
that's
a stallion. Too
young. It's so young.
They never show the kid though. I'd love to see the kid.
Yeah, you really want to see like what he's dealing with. Because what if he's like a fucking but there's no 13-year-old boys look like boys at 13.
Yeah.
It's not like girls where like you can see a 14-year-old girl, you're like, oh, she's 14? Holy shit, are you out of your mind?
No,
why is she dressed that way?
13-year-old boy.
Cover
there's
up.
Absolutely
there's
no way that's
appropriate. There's no 13-year-old boy that looks like a man.
No.
You know, and it's weird. Because I still look at it as creepier if a teacher fucked a 13-year-old female student.
Yeah,
in my mind, I don't know why, even me.
That's biology.
I don't know why it's creepier if this man fucks this 13-year-old girl. Even if the 13-year-old girl looked like a 21-year-old woman.
There's more dominance. There's bigger. There's
he's penetrating her.
Guy.
It's like a fucking animal thing. There's
he's
like
inside
a,
her.
Because a 13-year-old boy will fuck anything you put in front of. Like, if you lock him in a room with anything. He will fuck it after 3
Zach's
days.
Like, from experience, I know. If you lock an adolescent.
But this woman, now it's a sickness, right? Now, here's what I think is happening.
Is
right?
it a sickness?
I think that, yeah, I think it's a psychological disorder. Probably. Pedophilia is a psychological disorder.
It's not pedophilia. Pedophilia is prepubescent.
Okay.
But it's very bad.
It's illegal. It's
13 is right on the edge, too.
Not with a boy.
Right.
If you are fucking, it's different, dude. It's,
I understand.
And if you're fucking a 13-year-old girl.
But a 16 or 17-year-old boy looks like
I'm
a
not
man.
Gonna, when you Yeah. When you paint everything with a broad stroke of pedophile, yes. When I hear the word pedophile, I think it's a man or a woman fucking a child or touching an 8-year-old, 9-year-old child, right? Now, when it's a fucking 13-year-old boy,
yeah,
what's turning her on, and also when it's a 13-year-old girl, if a man fucks a 13-year-old girl, even if she has a more of a womanly type body or whatever it is, what's turning him on?
You're teaching him a thing or two.
Is him getting to that depraved, fucked up, innocent, young. That's why they're turned on.
Sure.
So I think that person that's willing to fuck a 13-year-old girl is also willing to touch a child. Maybe they can justify it in their own way.
Yeah.
Because they're going, oh, well, they're not, you know, they're not a child. You know, it's like, or maybe they're already sexually active. So they're like, oh, well, you know, I'm not.
What were the text messages that she
sent?
So,
pull up these text messages from this teacher. She's married in Arizona.
Oh, that's always the
pull
worst.
Pull up the Instagram because I jerked off to her Instagram. Pull up her Instagram photos with her and her husband. Watch
what
how
do you
hot
do
she
as
is.
The husband if your wife fucked a 13-year-old?
You know what he did? He begged the family not to go to the police. Begged them to not give the text messages.
Wow. Humiliating.
The family installed like a like software on the kid's phone to spy on the kid.
Yeah,
which is kind of weird. Like I have a 5-year-old. Like in my mind, I'm going, am I ever going to want to? What would my kid be doing that I would want to install software? But they said I guess he was acting weird. Maybe disappeared a couple times.
Walking around the house with empty balls.
Just fucking walking around, smacking his mom on the ass, calling his dad kid.
Yeah. What do you do there?
Smoking a cigar.
Tell his dad
I
to take
stay
him
after
in
class again.
Hey,
that's
dad.
A bad boy.
So pull up the text messages, I guess, and see what was said between them. This is what she wrote to him. Zamora
so
wrote,
cute, baby.
Oh my god, OMG, LOL, you're so cute, baby. I wish you could have stayed with me Say it after with me. Me too, the teen replied. I wish I could just hang out with you whenever we wanted. So already the teen's falling in love with her. Like, he's in love. When you just make out, I'm in love with that mugshot. Dude, she's so hot.
Dude, how great are mugshots? Because they're always just done crying.
Oh, dude. Well, first of all, women look the prettiest right after a good cry, in my opinion.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Especially
Shannon.
Female pedophiles. Women pedophile mugshots right after a cry.
Shannon, tell me your eyes don't look the prettiest right after a good cry.
I don't think so.
Shannon, would you have sex with a 13-year-old boy? In Staten Island, don't 13-year-old boys own houses?
Yeah. Yeah, they do. That's when
they're like adults.
Firemen. Yeah, the union. 13 years old, you get your fireman's license.
They're like jacked, they're Italian.
Right.
You're
in a union.
I knew like a couple kids when they were 13, 14 that were jacked like men.
Yeah.
A couple kids. They had some fucking jeans. This one kid, Brian Schultz, maybe when he was 13, when he was like 14 or 15, this dude had the body of a fucking superhero. It was crazy.
Yeah.
I remember my girlfriend would like fucking, you know, oogle him. I couldn't even be oogle.
Oogle gaga.
Fuck.
I mean, puberty is like steroids. You just get like a hit of like testosterone. Your muscles bulge.
See, what's weird is that because you can't see the kid, you can't make a decision as to how sick she is. Because you know that there's a big problem. But if you saw a 14-year-old kid who kind of looked like a dude who was like 6 feet tall, it would still
be
wrong.
It's so rare,
but
though.
You go, I know it's rare.
This happens so much. And I think women are pedophiles more often than we realize. I think when you hear the word pedophile, you automatically assume a dude.
Yeah.
I think women probably on a similar, whatever the percentage is, if you were to actually get people to be honest about their fucking weird shit, I think it's probably the numbers would be similar. The percentages of people that have that fucking weird thing in them, right? And I think you just hear about it less with women. Number one, because how often do a dad find out about a 14-year-old fucking a woman, and they don't actually fucking?
It's always a teacher. Like when
more often than not, they probably don't call the cops. They go, you know.
When guys are pedophiles, it's a priest or like a Boy Scout leader. When women do this, they're always teachers.
Always,
they're always teachers.
You know what it is? Because they're spending so much time with the kid. Right, if a 13-year-old went up to her at a bar or a party and was like, "Hey, you want to fuck?" She'd be like, "Gross." But is that she? The kid wears away.
Some teachers don't have adult relationships. Like, they're spending all their life with children. It's unnatural. They themselves start to become, like, infantilized and start only dealing with children.
Also, you ever fucked a teacher? They're the craziest.
They're fucking awful. I was thinking about this today because my son's kindergarten teacher is pregnant.
Yeah.
And your mind just travels. And I'm like, yeah, dude, six months ago, some dude came inside of her. I'm just, like, mentally, like,
of course,
visualizing, like, my son's kindergarten teacher getting...
Well, James is the father. That's the one thing you know. Daddy!
So, and then I started thinking about the few teachers in my life that I've hooked up with. They're down-ass.
Dude, we used to do coke with our substitute teachers when we were 13 years old, 14 years old. Like, teachers...
What's worse, doing coke with a student?
I think fucking
them's worse.
I think fucking's a little worse.
I mean, listen...
That's debatable.
But if they won't fuck you, you can give them a little coke.
Yeah.
Teachers. Well, I was trying to fuck my teachers, and they're like, how about we just do coke? You want to smoke? I was like, can I stay after? They're like, yeah, but we're going to smoke crack. We're not going to fuck. Is that okay?
If I was this kid, I'd want my picture on this. Wouldn't you want people to know?
Well,
like,
what happens
I'm in.
The kids is then, here's what happens. Society and everybody tells them how wrong this is. The kid then gets scarred. And starts breaking down because the kid doesn't know what happened. They're like, she took advantage of you. She raped. You know, when it's true. But the kid then falls apart, and then these kids are kind of like fucked up.
Also, I have a theory that her husband probably couldn't get it up.
Look at her husband. Watch her.
They have the husband pick?
Yeah, can we see the husband?
It's the saddest because you can just see him.
Oh, I'm not ready.
He's just this dude. He's just a dude that if you were married to this guy, you would fuck a child. You'd be like, you know, anything would be.
Really?
Look, watch me see his face. He's just got, hey!
Yeah, he's gay. No. Number one.
Yeah, he's definitely gay. Look at his fingernails.
He's gay.
You think so?
Oh, dude.
Look how pretty she is.
Dude, this guy
is. Look how fucking hot she is.
No straight man makes that.
He's gay.
Dude, he's gay.
Why do you think that?
He's got gay face.
First of all, nobody does this in a picture. Ready?
Unless they're trying to get a cock.
Look. Oh, he's gay.
Oh, she's hot.
He's a big guy. Look how hot she is, dude.
He's super gay, yeah.
He's gay.
Oh, I mean, that maybe.
Apparently. Can we see the kid? I'm dying to see the kid.
Yeah. All right, let's not use that out of context.
Can you get that drop?
What did they say about the husband? Because I did read something about the husband.
Can you imagine him going to the house? He's like, hi. Thanks
First
for having
of all,
me.
I made you some Christmas strudel.
First of all, I brought some cookies. They're holiday cookies. Second of all, my wife is fucking your son. And it is awkward, a little weird, but please don't go to the cops. Thank you. She needs to be back home with me, getting a mani-pedi, and not fucking your boy.
But please don't go to the police.
Do you think that...
Give me your phone.
I mean, I guess that is the explanation, right? He doesn't fuck her.
Yeah.
And she's just looking
for... And here's the thing.
But why would a woman marry a gay guy?
That's because...
Have they ever interviewed like a woman...
They're best friends. Then they get married. They think it feels right. It's love.
Do they...
She has a... Here's the deal. She's also got a problem. She's got a problem. She's fucking a 13-year-old. She's not right.
Yeah.
She's marrying a gay guy to hide her issue. He's marrying her
to hide his issue. Yeah.
But she could just go to a bar and meet a normal.
She doesn't want. If you're fucking a 13-year-old, there's something
there.
She's fucked.
She
there's
was fucked wrong. When she was a child, probably.
Uh-huh.
The reality is, she was probably fucked when she was a kid, and
by
she sees the adult kid relationship as that. And all of this is just hot. So
if you guys think about every girl,
everyone put your pants on that's listening to this show because we've brought it today.
Think about every girl that's talked to you in a baby voice when they want something.
Yes.
Now there's a wide range of what age they assign that voice to.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Sometimes
starting with my headshot,
they start like 11, 9, 11.
Sometimes
they go way back.
Younger than 11. Yeah.
Sometimes they're like, "Oh, can you buy me a drink?"
Yeah,
and it's like
I've told that before.
That's
the show.
Just a retarded boy.
I had a girl.
What kind of baby is that?
Like everyone will know who this girl is.
Down syndrome.
Okay.
Can you buy me a drink? I love it.
Yeah, you never hear old lady voice.
No,
it's always kid.
Come here. Hello.
Yeah, I got.
Sounds like me.
Looks
like
veins.
A smoker.
Okay, so this one here, Mark, because you'll know. I don't.
In it.
Oh, don't make sure this is not on camera. This person. Do you remember who that is?
Yes, I think we all.
Yeah, okay. She used to send me some texts. I'll tell you that.
First of all, yeah, she. I ended up hooking up with her. A couple times.
How was it? Because she had a hot bod.
Fucking retarded. So good, but she does this like baby girl thing, where like she was like trying to get me to buy her like Barbie houses and Play-Doh. And like it got to the point where I was like, this isn't hot at all.
No.
Like she's literally acting like a 3-year-old wanting me to like.
The name on the paper was Penny Marshall, by the way. So that's.
It really is Penny Marshall.
That's a real thing, though. They call themselves Little.
Get me some Play-Doh and eat my snacks.
That's why she directed Big.
You goddamn spec.
Who is Penny Marshall, by the way?
She's great.
Big, Allie. A League of Their Own. Laverne and Shirley.
She died.
She did the Kmart commercials with Rosie O'Donnell.
Remember
that? That was like a weird time in the world when like Rosie O'Donnell was both America's sweetheart and a 9/11 conspiracy theorist.
Yeah.
It was like an interesting overlap.
It was. That was weird.
Yeah, she's like Building 7.
Like in Howard Stern would call her a fat pig every morning.
It was a weird time.
And now everyone's okay with all of this. Like he just spent years building a career of shaming people like her.
Yeah. And now he's like interviewing Gwyneth Paltrow about her new green drink.
Yeah.
Which I get because what are you going to do? Like, got to evolve.
Good for him.
Good for him.
It's a black co-host lady. That's all it is. That'll get you out of anything.
Yeah.
Sherry Shepherd.
He said all kinds of shit.
And Robin Quivers. Yeah.
Shannon, can you do blackface? Can you be my Robin and every episode we put you in blackface?
I'll put on like a charcoal mask so I'm not really doing anything wrong.
Ah.
Ooh. Well.
Okay, cool.
We'll ask the students of Columbia University about that.
Nobody's gotten in trouble for charcoal mask jokes?
Of course
I
they
saw
have.
A bus
we
ad
did
with
Legion
a woman
Skanks.
Wearing one. And I was like, what the fuck?
It's great. Legion of Skanks did a whole episode in charcoal masks. And that was our defense.
That shocks no one.
I think it's offensive to minors.
Yeah. Right.
So now, does she go to jail? What is the result of this?
Well, she's in jail. Is she currently in jail? She had to probably get out on bail. They don't hold you in jail if you fuck a 13-year-old boy. That's crazy. I would write to get her out if she was in jail right now for
You'd
fucking
be her character witness.
Doggy. That's crazy. What am I supposed to
You're
say?
You're like, as a father.
I show up with a backwards hat and a frog in my pocket.
Yeah. You're like, as a father, I would be proud for my son. My son will
overall,
fuck you.
You got a slingshot, a hat with a propeller on it, a big lollipop, a balloon.
Doggy, let the girl out. What do you want me to say? Is she in jail?
Harrington's saying she is in jail, but there is more than text messages. I don't know if you guys covered this, but there was oral sex that happened in the classroom.
Oh!
Wait a minute, in the classroom?
Yeah, the husband begged for the parents of the kid to not reveal that this happened.
That she blew him in the classroom?
Yeah.
Please don't reveal that she blew him in the classroom.
Wait, am I thinking what you're thinking?
It's the worst
real ass cunt of the month?
No, I'm giving the kid real ass dude of the week because he shoved his cock down this teacher's throat in the classroom.
Wait a minute, sounds like the best level of clue in the classroom. Oral.
He's got bad attitude. One might feel he's ready. He's a real ass dude.
Were there other kids in the room, or was it just, I guess it was just stay after class.
I don't know. But apparently three separate girls in the class went to the principal and was like, there's something going on with this teacher.
Really?
Oh.
And you know those bitches were all in love with him.
Yep.
Because he is a fucking man.
I guarantee you he's a stallion.
What if we see him?
I bet he is.
What if we see him?
How full mustache.
How different would you feel if we see him and he's just the fat kid from the Sandlot? Like, would it change if he's just a fat, slovenly?
We would just play that song 8 more times.
What if it's Little Ray Compton? Like, who knows?
You give Oral like a girl.
I can't. I don't know. She's in jail currently. They kept her. They didn't even let her out on bail.
They set her bond at $250K. No,
they don't have that.
No word yet on whether or not it's been paid.
They don't have that. And where is she? Teacher in where? Arizona?
Yeah, but $225,000.
They don't have that. What do you mean? It's nothing. She's a fucking teacher.
The gay guy might have it.
It's not that it's nothing. $25,000 is not enough that you would let your beautiful wife be in jail for that long. You'd figure it out. You'd borrow
it. It is if you're clubbing and doing blow with other men with your husband.
Yeah.
Her husband is clearly doing that.
He's building a gay fight club.
Yeah, he doesn't even care.
Yeah.
But that now this exposes kind of both of their lives because now he's
is there an interview with him? I really want to see if he's gay.
Yeah.
Hey, see if there's an interview with him. Is he standing by her? How embarrassing would that fucking be? You literally can't ever look at anybody in your family in the face ever again.
And now we're interviewing, outside of Splash Nightclub, we're interviewing the husband of the convicted.
He's in Orlando.
The convicted. No, that was, what was Orlando? What was that called?
What was that one?
Pulse.
Yeah.
I feel like this isn't talked about more. Like, it's always like men are scum and are all evil, but like, these teachers, we got a high count on this.
Crazy.
Yeah. Well, it's a big story, so the count's not that high. Think of it, you know, it's happened probably 20 times in our lifetime, right?
No, it's probably happened millions, and then or millions were reported.
They're like school shootings.
No, where we're hearing about it, like in the news. Shot. I don't know. It's like once a year.
A couple of times. Remember that Mary Kay Letourneau? She like loved the kid, and they got married after.
Well, that kid, you saw him, he was a little Dominican dweeb.
Right.
Really?
Skinny neck, fucking shitty mustache. She was in love with this kid. Yeah. Mm. I don't think that these are men. I don't think it's like, oh, it's the one man. He was so manly, she couldn't fucking resist. She's fucked.
She's fucked.
She wants to fuck a boy, and whether what he looked like, it didn't matter, right? If he looked a little older, that was just an excuse maybe. It was convenient for her. She wanted to fuck a boy.
Right.
Period. Because if you don't, it doesn't matter. It's like, this is the same thing. Like, if a 13-year-old girl came in here, and she looked like she was 25, and she was, like, crazy hot and sexy, and then you found out she was 13, nobody here would, everyone like, whoa, get the fuck out. Like, nobody would go, she's just too hot. I'm doing it anyway. I mean, wow.
Right.
So, how studly is this fucking kid? Look at this fucking little dweeb.
Weird. But he's probably exotic in this town.
And she loves him. Look at the way she's looking at him.
Rufio'd him.
Look at that.
That's them now. She aged well, by the way.
So did he.
Yeah, he looks better now. See, now it makes sense.
Yeah, there he looks like.
I love that the one couple. Them like all of these teachers are like, I'm gonna make it work like Mary Kay. I'm gonna be the one that makes it work.
Well, he got her pregnant too.
Yeah, he's not fucking around. Roll he locked it. He locked it down.
Dude,
look at that guy.
He's describing what he did to her. He's like, then I turned her around. No, you had a dick, or you?
I Letourneau'd her around.
Zia Bwala.
Zack. Zack.
Pew pew.
All right, so yeah, I mean, Penny Marshall died. That was another thing I was going to talk about, but I don't really give a shit.
Big League of Their Own. She did some big ones.
She directed that.
75.
It's just a weird. It's a weird person that I never really knew what she did.
I would have
guessed that she was like the CEO of Marshalls or something like that. I'm not even lying about that.
Yeah, I remember her from the Kmart. Her and Rosie O'Donnell. Hey, Row.
That's why
look,
I would have.
Found
that's
these,
why I would have guessed Marshalls. By the way, that she was because I just sort of remember that her
a retail being, commercial.
Yeah, Penny Marshall. Her walking out, her name being with a white like background, like on the side.
Yeah,
I just kind of remember that very vaguely. Yeah, good to go.
There it is.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird what you get remembered for? Like, I was talking about Ariana Grande with my mom, and she's like, I don't know. And I'm like, you know, the Manchester. Oh, yeah, the bombing.
Right.
That girl.
Oh, the shooting.
Yeah.
The terrorist attack.
Yeah.
Louie will always be known as the dick whip out guy. That's it.
Yeah, I mean, eventually, it'll die down because these women are getting, you know, being called heroes for heckling. I'm like, if I own that comedy club.
Nobody calls Richard Pryor the lit himself on fire guy.
I think people do.
Yeah.
I think if you go outside of our circle, people do.
Never had a fall, though.
Michael Jackson, pedophile guy, roller coaster in the backyard.
Yeah. But even so, Michael Jackson,
he's still like,
he's still great. Like, people are still like, he's talented. He was like, he's the best.
He's the example of like, if you get your talent.
He was talented enough to be a pedophile. That's right. How talented he was.
Like Woody Allen.
Yeah. Where people are like, well, you know, hey.
Or Zach Amico.
But the Woody Allen thing now is like, everyone's hating on Woody Allen because he like fucked a 16-year-old. It's like, my grandmother was 19. She had three kids. It's
did,
like,
wait, did he fuck a 16-year-old?
Yeah, but it was like, you know, listen, it's creepy, but it's like everyone on Twitter is like, ah, he's a pedophile. It's
when?
Like, he was 40.
He put a ring on it, though.
How long ago is it?
A long dude in the 70s.
His wife. This is, he married
his wife.
This is a big
she was
story.
16 when they. Oh, no, I didn't. This is a new part of it that came out?
No.
There's another
this
girl.
This is always known.
No, there's another girl that came out and was like, hey. And the Me Too movement got mad at her because they're like, did it traumatize you? She's like, no, it was great. Me, Mia Farrow, Woody Allen, we all had three ways and smoked pot and fucked.
Right.
And they were like,
yeah,
what?
It's the 70s.
Yeah, she's like, I was 16. Who cares?
I've said this before. Every 10 years, you knock a year off of what is kind of creepy. So up until a certain point, yeah. You know, up until you're down to like the 14th. But look, when fucking Elvis married a 13-year-old girl, it wasn't the same thing.
Right.
What do you want me to say? It's the fucking 40s or whatever it was. You know, it's just a different thing. That was it was a common thing for young girls to get married. Maybe not that young, but it was fucking, it wasn't that crazy for fucking, it just doesn't seem.
Charlie Chaplin too, 14-year-old wife.
The same level of.
Ted Nugent adopted his girlfriend.
Wow.
He illegally adopted her so that she could live with him. He adopted her from her parents.
Huh.
She was super young.
That's kind
of
nice.
Real ass dude of the decade.
He's a big family values guy. Yeah. This is true.
But yeah, you know, I said the same thing about Scott Baio. Because I guess the girl
what
was
did he do?
16.
Charles in Charge?
Yeah. He got in trouble because he started fucking the one girl on the show.
Yeah.
When
Nicole
she was 17.
Eggert?
Was it Nicole Eggert?
The hot blonde who was on Baywatch later?
I think so.
Who was it? Who was Charles in Charge fucking? Look it up. I forget. We talked about it. But she was 17. I go, all right, well, first of all, if that was in New York State, it would be legal. It's not even, it's
Seinfeld
a non-issue.
Dated
in New York.
A 17-year-old.
Yeah, yes. She's fucking retarded.
So hot.
If,
so
she,
hot.
If 17-year-old Seinfeld's fucking big-titted fucking Roshana bitch walked in today, I would say, guys, let's have an orgy.
Right.
With her right now.
Yeah.
She's so hot.
Yeah.
Holy shit, she's hot.
Right.
Yeah, I appreciate you sharing her with us.
Yeah, it's very nice of you.
I mean, God damn it.
Yeah.
Seinfeld saw those big fucking Jewish titties and was like, there's no way they're getting by.
Yeah, they met in like the park.
Yes.
That's
he went
where
right
you
up
meet
to her.
Children.
That's
this is pre-Tinder.
That's where you meet kids.
Hey, can we get some photos here? That's Nicole Eggert.
Is that the one he fucked?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a woman though. That's not a girl.
And he was fucking her. She was 17. He was fucking her like on set. He was like, he was 25 or something, 24. It wasn't even that creepy of a relationship. They're both TV stars. I get that he's the star of the show, but you're like, they're, you
also,
know.
We have this new thing now where sex has become this violent act that no one can, like.
Who cares? And, it's just sex. I have sex so enough. I've had so much casual sex in my life. Sex isn't this heavy fucking thing for me. And for most people, it's not.
Yeah.
Now, yes, if it's like a fucking, you know, a girl losing her virginity, like, as you know, there's a thing there, but it's like, let's fucking get real. You just sometimes fuck, and it's just not a big deal. We don't have to put so much emphasis. Not everybody has the same experience or looks at sex the same way. This is Priscilla Presley
Elvis.
When she's 14?
Yeah, 14 years old.
She looks like she's 43.
That's when
women looked old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude,
a hard
she's
life.
Literally looks
like
Elvis.
She's like a telephone operator.
He would have done so much better. What the fuck, Elvis?
She
was
pretty,
though.
She was pretty. She was like a classic pretty, like Elizabeth Taylor back in the day.
Did you watch the Elvis doc? She talked about how he wouldn't fuck her.
Really?
And she was like, I was like laying in bed with the biggest, sexiest guy on the planet, and I was like, please fuck me. And
he was
like,
all pilled
like,
out? He just won't.
Yeah, he's like, I'm depressed.
Oh, wow.
Pretty wild.
Good for him.
I feel bad. I stole black culture and spun it into gold.
I don't think
laying there eating pills. God,
it bothered him.
I feel bad.
Huge dong on Elvis.
Was it really? Yeah. How do you know that?
I've seen photos of his bulge, and it's insanity.
Let's see Elvis's bulge. I would love to see his dick.
Are we talking like John Hamm?
I think a little better.
No,
really, dude. John Hamm's dick is terrifying.
Is it that big? Because I
dude,
saw the
whole
photo.
There's whole blogs of John Hamm's fucking hand.
Justin Bieber's got a huge dick too.
Yeah, he's not bad.
Yeah.
I saw that one.
Yeah.
This is not doing it.
This is not. Yeah, there's a black and white photo of him hugging his father.
Wait a minute, that's kind of Gatsby. This is not it.
shit. Yeah, let's see Elvis's dick.
Look at that.
Oh, yeah, that's right, a bit. That's
not in
a couple of smuggling peaches.
Dougie, if I wear.
It's all balls.
Shit, you size queen piece of shit.
That's the most Staten Island thing she's ever said.
It's all balls.
How was your date last night? It was all balls. I got excited because I saw some bulge, but it was all balls. I ate my bolognese and got right out of there.
I watched the Practical Jokers.
If I wear sweatpants,
I love Sal. He's so good.
I hope Sal's not all balls.
No, he's got a big one.
If I wear sweatpants,
yeah,
it is so pathetic.
Yeah, I know.
Like, it's just not like what you want out of like a pair of gray sweatpants when like. What a big fucking
every now and then
dick.
You see a black guy on the train with gray sweatpants and you're like, yeah, that's it's true.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. You know?
Dude, I saw a black guy at the airport the other day. I was like, God damn, did you check that?
Yeah, it's and they're doing
they're waving it through they're waving things over it.
Like, yeah.
What are you smuggling in there?
By the way,
75 children.
I just got the random check. They really hit your sack. Like they go up the inside of the thigh.
I got
thigh.
The front check in San Francisco.
It's brutal. Like I was like, dude.
Did
they
ask you if you wanted to go to the private thing first?
No.
I got the guy.
Your bite on this pillow.
Yeah. I love this.
They asked
Did
if
you
I
like
wanted
to go to the private suite.
They're like, we can go to a private area or we can do it here. And I was like, I'm not denying these people the opportunity.
What did they do to you?
He was like, he goes, I'm going to use the back of my hand. I think my dick ring showed up in those body scans.
Oh.
I love it.
And he literally like, Lewis, stand up.
No.
He did inside the thighs.
Yeah.
Out. And then he went just up my dick.
Yeah, I had that
wow.
too. What is that?
It was a nice way to start my day.
Just gay guys being gay.
Yeah. Yeah, they get in there. I don't mind it, though. Fuck it. I said that before. I was like,
yeah.
You know, dude, get,
I
want to
be safe.
It out. I want to be safe. I want to. Yeah. But they also let so much shit go through.
Yeah.
They're not actually very good.
I've gotten shrooms through a million times.
Yeah, I've gotten.
A molly.
I fly with weed. I mean, I don't want to say it because people will know when I'm flying. And they can call, I guess.
Yeah.
You know. I have flown with weed a lot in my life.
Yeah.
But also the laws now, they don't really give a shit about weed. Like, they actually said, I read a while ago on, like, blogs that, like, TSA workers were like, when we find weed, it causes too much of a hassle to do anything about a little bit of weed. Like, nobody wants to make that big of a pain in the ass. So the worst they'll do is throw it out. But now I believe the TSA officially came out and released an official, like, their actual policy is that they're not looking for weed. They're not going to get you in trouble for weed.
It all is very inconsistent. Like, I've had a few where they're just in a bad mood. I'm like, shoes off. They're like, nah, leave the shoes on. Just get through there. You're like, well, which one is it?
They always tell me to leave my belt on. I go through it.
Like, sir, this is going to take a while. Just
and then they're like, well, you got your belt on. I'm like, well, that guy said keep it on.
Exactly.
Like, nobody's right.
Is there a reason why they do no shoes sometimes? I think it's if they're... Maybe if they're behind or whatever it
is,
they just sort of say, all right, well, but it's kind of random. So you're not really showing up at the airport with a shoe bomb. Nine out of 10 times they make me take my shoes off.
Yeah,
right?
I'm always at shoes off.
Once in a blue, I get on a line where they say, no shoes off today. Keep your computer in your bag today.
Are you pre-check? Are you pre-check?
I'm clear. You got to get clear.
What's that? That's the next level?
That's no, you pay for it. It's $80 a year. And you just go up and put your fingerprint on a thing, and the lady goes, oh, you're clear, all right. And she walks you to the front of the line, no matter how long it is.
Whoa.
That's great.
You
That's
feel like
amazing.
A dick.
Dude, they
but anybody
me,
can do it. It's all right
they
there.
They made me so furious one time. I was online, weed me get in. They're like, you want to go sign up for clear? And it'll get you right to the front of the line. I'm like, of course.
That's what I said.
So they brought me off the line to a kiosk, like down a long hallway.
Uh-oh.
And they're like, you're going to sign this whole thing. And I was like, I'm late for my fucking flight.
Right.
What are you doing? Are you anywhere? I was like 30 people away from being in the thing. It was it was crazy. And then I was turned off to it. But that sounds amazing.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have any of that. Here's why I'm an idiot. I fly, you know, 2-3 times a month now at this point, right? And travel so much. I don't have any specific, like, airline that I travel with. I'm going to
start. Oh, you got to do it.
Yeah.
Which one do you do?
I'm all Delta. I'm Platinum.
Everyone says Delta.
Why Delta?
I do it like you, where I book last minute. I booked to a
the
third
cheapest,
party.
Cheapest
skip lagged,
thing. Yeah.
Some bullshit. But you know, you cannot do anything. You can't change your travel. Me and you book a ticket, doesn't matter what happens.
The back of the fucking plane.
Every time
I'm in the... And I'm literally going... I'm like, I'll pay more money. Please don't make me
let you. They don't let you.
Spirit rapes you. They're the worst.
Yeah. Well, you can never take Spirit. But
I
Delta
took Spirit
so
recently.
That is the worst carry-on policy. They first
I like American. American's pretty decent.
They're fine, yeah.
They're okay.
JetBlue is where it's at.
JetBlue is great.
But JetBlue doesn't fly a lot of places. That's the problem. They don't fly to a lot of the little shitholes we go to with comedy.
Really?
Clubs. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So why Delta? Is it because it goes everywhere?
Goes everywhere. It's consistent. It's not like, it's not Emirates, but it's not Spirit. It's right. It's solid, and it's not always that pricey. It's good. It's always a good time.
That's Russell Peters Airline Emirates. It's just a regular at Emirates. Just because London, Dubai, New York, you know.
Yeah, I think... I got to do it. I got to just sign up for one of these things. Just spend a little bit more money
on
the flights. Yeah,
and then they'll upgrade you. Like, Soder always gets bumped.
You got to get up. You always get upgraded.
I know. I see JetBlue First Class. They have fucking beds.
Mint.
Yeah,
sit back.
I've done that once. It was
and your legs go straight up underneath the thing. Like, almost like...
The food's incredible. You just drink it a scotch. You're watching the new Spider-Man.
And I drink on every flight now, too.
Yeah.
Every flight I drink. I drink a little bit of whiskey.
It's if you build status with an airline, Pete Lee is like,
gay?
He's been flying forever. So he has
a closeted homosexual.
So Pete Lee is actually a flight attendant. He's a gay flight attendant. He doesn't want to admit it. He just puts a uniform on and sucks people off in first class. But no,
we love you, Pete.
I boarded with him as his companion. He's like, you can, because I was in like group, 15. He's like, you can board me as my companion. I'm like, okay, that's great. Which, by the way,
companion.
You can board a loser as your companion.
Is that right?
If you're in first class.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You just pick someone out of the line and go, come on the thing.
Yeah.
So everyone's like, oh, this bear and this twink just got back from, Universal Studios. We walk on the plane. He's in first. It's like crazy. He's like in the bed, and I'm like, goodbye. And then I have to walk all the way back.
Oh, yeah.
But he gets bumped to first. He goes, most flights. He's like this he's a million miler with American. He's flown a million miles.
And it's just one airline. That's why I do Expedia.
Crazy.
I always book through Expedia.
Yeah, of course.
And I have points.
Of course
you do. But it's like, do you want to apply your $4?
Dude, you know Expedia knows they're dealing with poor people? Because they try to sell you all kinds of crazy shit. They're like, now that you've booked this, would you like to go on a cruise? You're a poor piece of shit.
How about bottomless brunch?
Yeah. How about bottomless brunch? Do you need a restaurant recommendation?
Right.
You're a loser and poor. So spend all the money.
But you end up spending more on those shitty flights.
They really did the worst ads.
Do you want zoo tickets?
Yeah. How about Busch Gardens in Tampa? Why don't you go there? You're stupid.
But I'm flying to Detroit.
Yeah. You're not going to Boston for history. You know?
You really are.
How about this water park with a horrible safety record? Take your family
there. And I book Expedia every time because at the very least, I'm accumulating some sort of... I like to be able to go to a company and just say, hey, I regularly use your services, but I'm just using a middleman.
It's like a check cashing place. But you come into PLS check cash. You're like,
more.
I regularly use your services. It's just some chick by the name Dominique, and she's staring at you through the glass.
I'm like, here. What? Every month, miss.
Yeah, she's like, this is supposed to be an emergency thing you do once in your life. You're ashamed of it, and you never do it again.
But you got to pay $40 for the bag. You pay all these fees. You're spending more.
Yeah, no,
than if you
I
would
know.
Just get Delta.
Well,
because we're poor, we're stupid. What me and Lewis look at is the contract rate, which
the
is the price
rate,
of
I, no, I don't take a place that doesn't let me carry my bag.
I love skip lag. Skip lag is you miss the next flight. That's what I do.
Yes. What does that mean?
That skip lag is
cool.
The move.
It's an app where you
so like hotels tonight.
If
for
I
flights?
Search to Chicago, flights are expensive, but they'll search all the flights where Chicago's the layover.
Uh-huh.
So they're going, oh, Milwaukee, no one's going there or whatever. Flight's cheap. So Chicago's the layover. I just get off and miss the next flight.
Is that legal?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's so much cheaper. I mean,
so much cheaper. Like I go to LA for $189.
Get out of here.
I swear to God.
Look right now. Let's
skip
see right
lag.
Now.
New York to LA tomorrow.
I have skip lag on my phone.
New York to LA tomorrow.
New York to LA tomorrow. Let's
tomorrow.
Tell people about this.
This is good. This should
two,
be a fucking
$250.
Average.
Round trip or one way?
One way. You're at least going. Let's see. Because we're talking tomorrow, though.
Right.
Talking tomorrow.
Let's see. We'll do the price. Do me a favor. Look up right now on Expedia or on one of those discount sites.
Yeah.
New York to LA.
Now we're talking.
Round trip tomorrow, and we're going to see Skip Lag's price versus the best rate on Expedia. Let's
Maybe we should go one way.
One way?
Book one way.
Yeah, because round trip's going to throw it off.
You might get famous and not come back.
One way, this is tomorrow. We're going to do tomorrow.
That's why I always book one way.
Today.
What if I get in a relationship with Brendan Schaub?
What's today's date? Today's the 19th?
Yeah,
relationship with Brendan Schaub.
Yeah, fantasy? That's why I book one ways.
Is that the fantasy to get?
Yeah, I was like, if I get in a relationship with Brendan Schaub, I'm gonna feel like an idiot having a return ticket.
Is he your
if I'm just
one?
Sucking Brendan
matter.
Schaub
He'll
off in a
fucking...
Comedy Store green room, how dumb am I gonna feel for booking a return?
He's got that fucking podcast money, doggy. You don't gotta worry about it.
Guy, they're all in Porsches over there. God, I love it.
It really is crazy. Tony
it's
Hinchcliffe
insane.
Just has a Ferrari.
They're all in dude.
What
it's
is that?
Crazy. Are we kind of in the same place, Tony? What's going on here?
I know.
How is he fucking have a Ferrari?
We're not.
What?
It's used.
It's used, but
he's talking about Tony.
Tony's But Tony, he's more famous than me. Where he's
like Ferrari. You can figure out ways to get a Ferrari.
I guess I could get a Ferrari if I really wanted a Ferrari.
Yeah, if you only had to pay one rent, you could probably have a Ferrari.
That is also true. How much is a Ferrari per month?
Wait,
maybe
I'll
just get a Ferrari. I pay rent. Well, I you know, child support.
But all of those guys have a shit ton of money. They have a lot of money.
Okay, Wednesday. All right, we're gonna do Wednesday. No, Thursday the 20th.
And you got to remember, it's holiday season.
One way to L.A., holiday season.
This is
what
Expedia.
Expedia, the cheapest flight, one way.
300.
285.
257. 257, nonstop, 11 a.m.
That'll be skip leg, too, I bet, around that.
210.
210 on skip leg.
210 on
That's
skip
a
leg.
Difference.
210 tomorrow.
You
want to
do round trip tomorrow? Let's do round trip tomorrow, coming back on Monday, the 24th.
Skip leg.
Because that's going to be, that's where you're going to save, I think. You're going to see.
324.
No, I want to see what Expedia says first.
Skip leg should sponsor this pod.
They really should. We're going to send this to Skip
leg. All of our things should be for dirt bags, you know? Like,
sponsor.
Miss the flight.
So this is actually, dude, this is fun. Tomorrow through Monday round trip on holiday season, coming back on Christmas fucking Eve, flying on Christmas Eve should be insanely expensive. This is actually a pretty damn good price. What do you got?
417.
417.
Skip legged.
Round trip.
417. That's only one flight that they have there. 417.
No, that's the first. You book that, and then you'll book the second flight. And it'll still be.
Yeah, it's not. Because
the second flight could be like, it'll go up
to
one.
Yeah, you only get. You're
gonna
get
plus $38 for the second.
You get one option. Coming back, you have a one-stop flight at 1 p.m. Skip legged is $387.
Pretty good for tomorrow.
Pretty good for tomorrow.
$387 round trip to L.A.?
That's amazing.
It's great.
Yeah. All right, I'm downloading it.
But sorry, Delta.
Even just saving $50, that's not even that impressive. But
if you're in a spot, you should use it. But obviously, otherwise, if you plan ahead.
Right.
We saved like $300 on a flight. I bought Kim tickets to go home to visit her family in Florida. And it was like $300 difference, skip lag, the way it worked.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's just, I guess, if you check it out or whatever. But I
you're like, I bought Kim tickets and visitor. It's a 72-hour bus, but she's still on there right now, and she's very happy.
She's in the hull of a plane.
Yeah.
In an animal crate.
I want to talk about this. This is just, we live in a culture where people love to sue. I would never sue. I could have sued so many times throughout like my lifetime that there's been neglect at my school. You know, on somebody's property, you get hurt, whatever it is. There's been just, you know, if you're really...
Neglect at your school.
Yeah, I think I could have gotten some money.
How did that manifest itself?
I was sort of a problem child, but not like I wasn't like a really bad kid. I was just kind of like an ADD kid who like was a smart ass. I was like a class clown.
So far, it's your fault.
But I was never like violent or like I never did drugs. I never like would get into fights. It really wasn't. I wasn't that. I mean, here and there, but it wasn't like I wasn't like a bad kid like that. A couple fist fights in middle school.
Yeah, I was with the principal.
I stole a little. You know, what is neglect?
Sold a little dope.
Your teacher never fucked you.
I was never fucked
by my teacher.
No, but I remember in the ninth grade, I was. Nearly expelled from school. I was suspended for a month.
For?
Because a teacher said that I threatened his life.
Did you?
In front of the classroom. No, not at all. He kicked me out of the class at the last, like, 5 minutes of class. It was 5 minutes left in class.
And then I said, I'll kill you.
I was like, I will kill you and your family, bitch.
What happened? What did you say?
I was just being a smartass. And then I was like, cool. And I left. Not because I couldn't have even gotten into time. He was sending me to timeout. Timeout was like a thing in my high school where it was like a closet. Where you went for the rest of the period, if you're being too much of a smartass or they just wanted you out of the classroom, they sent you to the timeout room. And it was literally a closet
with a strange guy in it.
Books.
Strange
he just got raped.
Want to do some blow?
Said, oh, that's timeout.
Timmy used to love going to timeout.
Yeah, I requested it. Can I go to timeout for the last 5 minutes, please?
Can I do timeout for seventh and eighth period?
What time
Let's get my lunch.
Yeah.
So I didn't care at all because. I wasn't even.
Tim is short for timeout, Dylan.
Yeah.
There wasn't enough time to even get to the timeout room. I was just getting an early start to my next class. That's all it was. I wasn't even going to be able to make it to. It was literally something that I was like, oh, good. You're sending me to timeout. It was like 2 minutes left in class. It was something like that. I was like, cool. You're giving me a chance to skip all the crowds in the hallways and get to my next class. Peace. Didn't care at all. Not even slightly. Not angry. Not fucking. No, definitely not a violent attitude or something like that. So he said that I screamed out, "You'll live to regret this."
Wow.
And it was a fabrication. At first of all, it was just stupid.
You
I remember I remember thinking when I was like,
that's
was
first
14.
Of all, you're not that well spoken. Yeah. There's like no way in hell.
A Shakespearean
you'll live to
villain.
Regret this, sir.
It was that's what I said. I was like
I would have believed like, yo, this is fucked up.
Yo, it's fucked up. I'm gonna get you after class. What right. you know, some, but I remember
let me get a dollar.
Just making
I would have believed
point,
any of those.
Being like, who speaks that way? What kid is even speaking that way? And they didn't believe me. They just straight up said, "You're lying, you're suspended." I think it was a month. They tried to expel me, and my mom fought it. Now during the month expansion, or
I love your mother
suspension.
Fighting it, just showing up all doped up, like, "You take him back, you shut up.
You'll live to regret this.
He's a good boy. You'll live to regret. I can't have him in the house. He takes all my spoons."
So when I was during that suspension, they ended up firing him.
All right.
Like, oh, wow. 9 days into it, they ended up firing him because he wasn't doing his work. He was like crazy and on pills. He's a really weird dude, like very smelly guy, the teacher. And I remember for the first two semesters, it's funny, I only passed earth science because he gave me...
Earth science is always dirtbags. There's not one person teaching earth science.
It's crazy.
It's not a complete zero. It's not a real science.
I got like 85s in the first two quarters. Right. I never did a single thing ever. But he wasn't doing his work. It was crazy because I remember I was like, "How do you get an 85 in earth science?" I was like, "I don't give a fuck." So he was just crazy. Apparently, he was like he was on pills, he was on medications. It was just like fucked up. And they found this all out while I was suspended, and they didn't have me come back. They had kids in the classroom sign things saying, and I wasn't like a liked, popular kid where kids were like lying. They were like, "No, he didn't say anything when he left." It was like, and they didn't do anything. So I think if I had a whiter, more Jewish mother, they would have pretended I was more traumatized about the situation, and they would have just gone through the litigious process and probably had the school settle for some sort of, you know, some amount of money. Don't they? I'm assuming schools like police stations and fire departments,
if
you just go after them, they go, "All right, we settle out of court with this thing, whatever it is." Yeah.
So what were you going to say? The lawsuit thing, you're like, you would never sue.
Well, I would just, I'm saying there's been plenty of times, you know, where I could have in my life, I would never sue, but there's a couple stories that I read today that are just kind of silly, in my opinion, and people, I guess, are getting lawsuits involved here. The first one is, it's not even a lawsuit. It's a petition in Africa to have Disney stop using the phrase Hakuna Matata.
What?
Disney trademarked their phrase, Hakuna
Matata. Ain't no worries.
Yeah, which means, what does Hakuna Matata actually translate
to? Actually, it means clitorectomy, so that's why it is a little awkward. Unfortunately,
no worries or no problems.
White devil.
It's right after you
descend
lob off
upon
a clit and you throw it in a thing.
Uproar over Disney movies' use of trademark. Is that the new?
Well, it's also
live
why
action?
Is Disney? Why does Disney have to own a phrase? Psychotic.
Well, they
probably say it
sell merch with it.
Oh, okay.
Merch.
Yeah, you have to. You know, look, Hakuna Matata. It's a fucking song. It is a trademark. Forget the language thing, because I guess they're saying in the petition that it's, you know, Western culture.
I love that Geraldo joke where he's like, here are two guys, one of them's like, Hakuna Matata, motherfucker. He's like, what preceded, what weird Disney song argument preceded that fucking, you know? He's like, no, it's under the sea, it's under the sea.
Yeah, it's just, it's a phrase. Now, who cares what language it's in? They made it a phrase. It's obviously, it's something that they made popular. The fact that there are, it is just, we have this... It's an outrage culture. We give attention to people that have outrage. It's sort of like if you can find something to be outraged about, you can get attention
right
for,
now.
You know. Yeah. Right, exactly. So it's just so it's so silly to me that people they would go, oh, well, Disney is appropriating our culture and then exploiting it for monetary gain. It's like, well, nobody would even know that that's a fucking real language. Whatever dead fucking African language this comes from, some what language is it, Shannon? Give me some information here.
Hold on one second. I forgot exactly.
So you're mad that worldwide people are actually speaking in your language, world fucking wide.
Yep.
Little kids, generations and generations from now, will be using your language in a very positive way. How is there any negative side to it? You want to fucking just have only people in your little don't get me started about these African villages. Where is this?
It's Swahili.
Who the fuck speaks Swahili? No one cares. How many people in the world speak Swahili? Very few.
They're all selling purses.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Ironically, I bought a DVD copy of Lion King from a man who speaks Swahili.
There you go.
Well, we're getting to a point where, like, people are just going to, like, people are getting angry about, you know, they'll be, like, Disney is seen as this, you know, they're a very big, powerful organization. They're trademarking this saying that's an African saying. And a bunch of white people are going to go around with Hakuna Matata t-shirts and I mean, listen, people are going to get angry. It's stupid. I think cultural appropriation, I don't believe exists. I think it's a stupid idea.
I think it's good.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah,
it's how cultures are inclusive.
A melting pot. That was the whole idea. It's like, we're supposed to come in and melt cultures and share and learn from each other. So we are not, like, what type of weird, fucking crazy, like, separatist psychology is that? It's like, well, no, black people have to act like black people. White people should act like white people. What? What is how ass backwards is that?
Look at all the food we eat. All the whole city of New Orleans.
Well, I'm not
is
eating
like
Swahili food.
French. All the New Orleans food, which is some of the best food in the world, is all a mixture of all these different cultures.
French and black. It's Creole.
Yeah, it's Creole food. So,
and it creates amazing things.
Yeah,
you know when you.
And I thought that was the point.
Yeah, it's very strange. It turns into these things where the ideology gets ahead of them so much that they're not even thinking that they get tripped up and they go like, okay, well, we have to stay with this now.
Yeah.
It's like, what? You're literally saying keep races separate.
You know what it is? You know Noam, who owns the Comedy Cellar?
Yeah.
He has this phrase, he calls it an indignagasm. And you get this orgasmic feeling from being righteous and virtuous. And that's all it is. It just comes down to that. I want to feel good, so I'm going to take down this whole thing.
And it's easier today to get that feeling than ever before. Because back in the day, you
have Indignagasm also does New York Comedy Club Sunday Night's Late Show.
Oh, the Imagine Show. Yeah.
Well, if you meet kids. Like, if you meet kids, you meet... Like, I went to NYU, I did a show at NYU the other night. And it was actually a really fun show. But, like, you're walking around the halls of NYU, they just have these massive photos of Charlottesville and the Holocaust.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's great. All these kids are walking around, and it's like they're just living in this place where it's like all the horrors of the world.
Yeah.
And it's like, what about photos of people getting along, like races getting along? Go to the South, which is supposedly so horrible. All you see is white and black people eating in the same restaurants.
Totally.
Having fun. And that's all the North is such a fucking, I don't know how we're the progressive one.
Yeah.
You go out on a Friday night, white and black people are nowhere near each other in New York or Boston.
No, it's way more segregated.
In Louisiana, everybody's together. Everybody's like, all these kids walking around these Ivy League schools, it's like, they're constantly living in this thing where everything's horrible, everything's bad.
And which one is it? You take down the Southern statue of the Confederate guy. Yeah. All right, we'll take that down, but we'll just show you the Holocaust.
Right.
You know, like, they're both evil.
And it's all these just because they're like, well, we don't want to forget these things. We're going to repeat them if we don't forget them. I'm like, no one's forgotten the Holocaust. I don't need to look at the Holocaust.
The
Hala who?
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, that's an African word.
That's Swahili.
Yeah, which one is it? You can't say a midget joke or a fag joke, or you can't work, but you can just show a photo of the Holocaust at NYU.
Well, once again, we touched on it before. I think it's because we are making light of it. We're making fun of it. If somebody were saying, if somebody posted a sign at NYU and it said 6 million, then really? ? Smiley face. Yeah, they'd be fucking out, right?
Yeah.
I wrote on the Holocaust sign, I was like, more like 300K, still bad.
Not good.
But all these kids, when you perform in front of these kids, they're sitting there and they're not, you can break them. You got to break them. And if you make fun of them a little, they start to break.
Yeah.
But they're sitting there ready to get mad.
Yeah.
They're ready to get angry. They're like not enjoying themselves. And it's college. Dude, college, you should be getting high, fucking, having fun.
Totally.
You're late to class. I got to do the... You know, they got to study, and like, you shouldn't be sitting there like waiting to get offended. You're enraged. It's crazy.
It's a pastime.
Yeah, and it's they make it very easy. We reward people for being offended.
Yeah,
you reward people for being victims.
Yeah.
You reward people for
it's like
and
an
it's
Easter
all
egg
fake,
hunt.
And it's none, and none of it's real. It is these. It's like literally this. That
nobody's,
right there,
really
the physical action of me doing this, the same. I just ordered dumplings from a Chinese restaurant, or I just rewarded you for being.
Yeah, I just took someone's
hero,
job,
or I just took someone's job, or I'm just a hero now. The exact, like, literally, this is what you're doing. This is the fucking action. That's as far as it goes. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's the same as ordering a fucking.
But that's
dumpling.
We need to start cracking down on these weirdos, because your need to punish and your desire to punish someone, ruin their life and their livelihood. That is way worse than making a cunt joke or a rape joke. Like, these people are the problem.
Well, and imagine if these people
what's
going to
happen is
power,
you turn people into actual real fucking criminals, right? You take away somebody's ability. You watch it happen in the fucking black community. You turn people into criminals off over nothing. You give them you take away their ability to provide for their family,
right,
and then they go out and become criminals, right? So you lock up some 16-year-old black kid for smoking weed in a corner. Well, now he's put into the system. He's got a record. Now he is 200-300 times more likely to commit more crimes. And I think you're dealing with the same thing. You're going to ruin people's ability to go and make cash, and you're actually turn somebody into some, and I won't name names, but there was one dude who got fucking
like you know, mini Me Too'd basically in
what's a Vern Troyer.
Yeah. Mini Me Too. Mini Me Too.
If he retouched a Barbie.
Tiny Me Too.
So, not Skipper.
Oh no, I mean, I'm gonna say this, you know, Beth Selling's ex-boyfriend.
Oh yeah.
We just used to see him on Gavin McGinnis' show.
Yep.
He looked like he was unraveling.
Oh yeah.
He looked like he was doing drugs, unraveling, fucked up. Like, I don't know exactly what happened there.
I don't either.
I have no idea any of the details there, true or not true. If it wasn't true and they turned that guy into whatever the fuck he became, like, he looked like he was probably out there actually hurting people after that. Because he looked like, the only thing that I believed about him at all was he looked like he was like, it looked like a man who had been fucking dragged through fucking hell.
I saw him.
You see the guy and you're like, God damn, dude. So
he'd aged 10 years.
Yes. And it was just, that was the type of thing where I was just like, I don't know what the fuck happened there. It's none of my business. I don't really make comments on shit that I don't really know about.
Yeah. I think he might have done something.
But
something's
up. Probably, maybe.
I didn't trust that guy. But I'm scared of these people. Like, remember that when you were a kid, you'd go to school and you're like, oh shit, there's a couple tough guys, bullies in this room. You got a little nervous. That's how I feel like walking into a comedy club green room on the road. I try to use the local openers. And I'm walking in with the host, and they're like, oh, you're going to meet Bob and Kelly. And I'm like, okay, they're going to open for you. I'm like, great. And
Bob,
I'm like,
Kelly's here?
I'm like, are they woke? Are they like woke right, and liberally right. and yeah. like bloggy? And they're like, maybe. And I'm like, oh, fuck. Now yeah. I can't say funny shit. No.
Then the opposite happens. I went to fucking Seattle, and then I picked my openers. And
skinhead neo-Nazis. Dude, just walk in.
Spencer O'Neill. You know? I show up. He, really
oh,
funny.
I know. He's funny.
He's a great comic.
Yeah.
Great
yeah,
comic.
Like
should
guy.
Get out of Seattle. He needs to fucking leave Seattle and go to a real yeah. city. But I met him years ago, and then he opened up for me again this past time. But he's like, yeah, you know, everyone thinks I'm a Nazi around here. And I'm like, whoa, what do you mean? He was like, oh, yeah, I'm like the local Nazi comic. And I'm like, what? What are you talking about? And then he was like, oh, yeah, yeah. I invited a bunch of the local Proud Boys to come out to the show tonight.
No.
And he was like, don't worry. I told them not to wear their hoodies. And I'm like, Spencer.
I didn't know he was that dude.
But he's not really, though. He's not. Like, the reality is, like, he was a dude who kind of got into fucking that world. He was kind of, I think, engaged by the things that Gavin was saying and doing. And I think a lot of people at first, when people first saw Gavin's videos and the things that
funny.
He was saying, they were really funny and engaging
right.
and there's a lot of truth to what he says
and
as
Gavin,
well.
Gavin again was a troll. He
yes,
was
that got
it,
that got
was,
out of control.
Yeah.
That's all it was. And I think when Spencer kind of got into it was during that beginning stages.
Yeah.
And then it became a fucking political movement. And I don't fall on any side politically.
Yeah.
So, you know, and it's very, I would be inconsistent to not call you an idiot if you're putting on a fucking hoodie and a t-shirt or if you're putting on a
yeah.
black mask and going out and being violent at protests. I think you're a moron regardless.
Right.
I just think like...
Yeah.
Yeah, where is your life that this is what you're doing?
Yeah, I
you're
mean,
just as bad as a guy trying to ruin someone's
and
job.
And you're not going to win. Here's the other thing. Look at the military. Look at the corporate power. Like, I mean, listen, should it be this way? Perhaps not. There is no popular revolt that's going to happen here where you're going to win. You're not going to win. The state can inflict the violence on the people on a level that, like, people would, I mean... They could vaporize. I mean, there's no way.
You know, you always hear like, this is why Trump won. This is why Trump won. And I used to be like, I don't know. But now when I'm writing my act, I'm like writing angry. I'm going, you know what? I want to poke this little wound, you know? And I used to not write. I used to be like, oh, Uber takes a while.
Right.
You know? And now I'm writing like,
but it's good though. It's good that you're doing
over.
It. I remember your one late night set that I watched. I was like, damn, Mark's taking some fucking chances, which is awesome because you have to open the window a little bit more. And a guy like you who's getting opportunities, you know, you're doing some fucking real shit. You're doing real comedy, you know?
Mark also proves that if you're funny enough, you can do these things.
Yeah, we got to have
chance.
You have to be that funny,
though.
You got to
be funny.
You got to be that funny.
Like, Jeselnik says crazy shit, but you're like, wow, that was a great line. Yeah. That was a great joke.
And he can always stand by the fact that it's really fucking funny. You can sit there and go like, all right, whatever. Like,
but it's kind of like a magic trick because you're so obsessed with the process.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, they hear certain words and certain fucking
it's
things
crazy.
On the other side. They don't respect that process.
Yes.
Most people don't respect stand-up comedy.
No.
As they shouldn't.
Right.
We really pat ourselves on the back for what we do.
When they start respecting it, it becomes a problem. You get Hannah Gadsby. It's
that's
what?
The issue.
She's the... that's what happens to a respected art form.
Ugh. Start respecting comics, you're going to get some pretty gross people who take themselves way too seriously.
Well, that's
whole what's
thing.
Happening now.
Yeah.
What it is.
Post-comedy, they call it.
So, and then the other... story that related to
I just do
lawsuits.
The Bill Burr thing. Just ignore it. Just keep telling your jokes. Just keep going.
Yeah.
Just ignore it.
Black wife. Marry black chick.
Yeah,
that helps.
That helps. That
doesn't
helps.
Hurt. Doesn't hurt.
I have a theory that he got a helicopter license just out of subconscious, like, I got to get out of here someday. Because the people are coming at him. So I think subconsciously he's not even aware
of it.
Are
people coming at Bill?
Well, he gets tons of shit.
Yeah.
But not really. It's never gotten, it's never bubbled over to where there's ever been an article.
Because
he's also that comfortable level of fame. Where if he goes up to the next level of fame, I think that's when people, like when Amy got to that next level, people, now there was money in taking her down.
Oh, the hate was palpable.
So the money. So
is she not the most annoying pregnant woman in the world?
I don't know what she's doing. I mean,
she's
pregnant.
She's fucking posting videos of her puking. I'm like, lady, stop. What are you doing?
I think she has like a sickness.
What the fuck is going on with that?
I think certain women
she...
get like this sickness.
Some women get it, yeah.
But she also is acting like she's a victim of being pregnant. And like, you know, it's like, you're like, this is fucking, you know, Amy, you have billions of dollars and maids and fucking millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars and maids, and your life, it couldn't be any more easier for you as a pregnant woman than...
But I think it's
99.9% of the other women in the world that have to go through real shit and don't have all of the amazing...
But as a public person, you're like, this is what I'm going through now. Yeah. I'm going to put it out there.
Because that's the thing with her. It's like, she has no privacy. Nobody wants her to have any. So I kind of understand how she's just kind of like, we're not going to put it all out there.
But everyone's a public person that's a celebrity. Like, every celebrity is public. And I don't know anybody who's posting videos of them puking and fucking...
Well, she's just getting ready for the magazine cover that's going to be her on her side... breastfeeding all eight of her children at once.
Yeah, it's a wild.
Norman's got to sit there and not laugh.
What do you mean eight?
The whole letter.
Sorry. Joke. I missed it.
So yeah, look, whatever. The other story that related to this lawsuit thing was there's a bunch of celebrities trying to sue Fortnite.
Oh yeah,
backpack kid,
Alfonso
Romero.
What happened,
Carlton? Yeah,
because they do the little dance in Fortnite, and it's the Carlton dance.
So what you can do is you actually purchase these too. So it is interesting, right? Because they make a little animation for your guy. I play Fortnite every day. I've still never won a single game. It's so depressing.
It's addictive though, right?
It's so addictive. I've won duo and team games. I've never won a solo game. So the solo Victory Royale, as they call it, is very elusive, and I've gotten actually decent at the game. I can build, I can do all this other shit. It's so hard.
Yeah,
They say it's the hardest game to actually get that win, to get that single victory. It's fucking crazy, and I play it for hours, much. You have no idea. So, but in the game, you can purchase these little emotes, they call them, and they have dances. So they have, like, you know,
Carlton's Trish Prince.
They have probably 150, 200 different dances that you could purchase, and every day they have different ones come up. You can just play some.
Oh, that's the Carlton right there.
Yeah, that's a Carlton.
Did he invent that?
I guess.
That's pretty cool.
Did he really invent that?
Man, yeah. He's a talent, that kid.
Yeah. So that dance, and then the floss, like
that. Well, the problem is he's working at Trader Joe's, so he's trying to get any amount of money to try to get.
He was just on Dancing with the Stars. I guess he could really dance.
Oh yeah, he could move.
He's a great dancer. Yeah, if he invented that, then you know.
But can you trademark a dance like that?
Apparently, you
can't. Macarena.
They'll try,
so, but that's so.
I know. I read it. Yeah. So you can't. You can trademark choreography.
Uh-huh.
So if you were to put that dance into a ballet and have a piece of art created with different choreography, you can trademark that. But you can't actually trademark the moonwalk. Like, you can do the moonwalk on television, and Michael Jackson can't sue you for doing his dance, even though he invented the moonwalk.
Why? What's the difference?
Because that's just the law.
Is he? Because he's dead?
No.
And he never trademarked.
No,
it?
The law is you can't trademark dance moves. They become sort of like
what?
Do you think you should be able to?
Well, choreography and dancing are the same thing, aren't they?
No, not necessarily. I guess by the definition of choreography, it's a series of, you know.
So the single ladies dance would be choreography?
If you did the entire dance.
That's what I mean.
Single, yes.
Yeah, okay.
But if you did a piece of it where she was just fucking like,
Yeah, because you can't own a move. You can't own a move, but you can own a sequence of them. That kind of makes sense. You can't own a word. But it becomes plagiarism if I take 10 of them and put them in a sequence.
You're fired. He owns your fired.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, that's sort of an interesting way to look at it, right? Yeah. So, and there has to be a line drawn. I think they're being opportunists. This is the reason why I side with the game, right? Because nobody's buying the game for any single fucking dance. Take any of the, and they'll take those dances out. Nobody will care. Nobody will care. And it's almost like the Hakuna Matata thing. You're like, what are you? You think like
you're just being fucking greedy, and you think because you did some fucking move at one point, you're just going to go, well, no, now I want to take some of the money that these people worked really fucking hard to make. Engineers spending thousands and thousands of hours. You want to take something from them because you found an angle. Mm. And I don't think that's right. I don't think it's right. I really don't.
The guy should get a buck. I'm not saying you should sue him, but give him a couple bucks.
Maybe give him a couple bucks.
They probably will because the game makes millions of dollars.
Yeah. They're going to probably just settle out. He wouldn't win an actual court case, but to spend the time.
No, but put him in a Fortnite commercial.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, there you go.
Have him do the dance in the commercial.
That's a paycheck.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Do they have commercials?
They don't even need them.
They don't need them.
Dude, have you ever seen like the tournaments? Like what's going on right now? The Winter Royal tournament?
Esports is the next huge thing.
Go pull up the latest tournament they have. How big this is. They have fucking arenas.
My friend's doing a documentary on it.
It looks so fucking cool. It looks awesome.
Yeah.
And Fortnite, the actual game itself, it's kind of as exciting as watching a sport. Like if you watch it, here, pull up.
Are they competing?
Yeah. Do you not know what the game is? They have 100,
I've never played it.
100 people fall in to one like big giant island, right?
Uh-huh.
And it's every man for himself. Last man standing wins. You have to find guns. You have to grab
materials. And the people that
do
really well at it make millions on Twitch.
Oh, yeah, they kill it.
Because
people watch them play.
So this is the tournament. Now, what happens is this circle comes in. This is a storm. I don't want to just see this.
I'm a Mario Kart guy.
I don't want to just see them playing. I want to actually see the fucking arena.
That is insanity.
Harrington.
So advanced.
So what happens is the circle starts to get smaller, so you have to get closer and closer and closer until there's one person left standing.
Yeah.
The circle actually closes in altogether. If your game goes over like 25 minutes or whatever, it'll close in altogether, and basically whoever has less health at that point is going to lose the game.
Uh-huh.
Right?
It's like the gays with AIDS.
But it's... but it really is. It's super addictive.
Yeah.
It's really hard, and the people that are good at it, it's uncanny how good they are at it, like the way that they do it. So it's very impressive to watch. It reminds me, if like anybody could go and pick up a basketball, dribble it, and try to shoot and get into the net, and that's like anybody could pick up the game of Fortnite. What these guys do, you know, the hand-eye coordination, it's so advanced that like it's impressive the same way watching like professional athletes move, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's 100%.
I'd like to see these.
I mean, I would love to just fuck. Hey, we're not
just
looking
hit him,
for anything
just Google,
difficult. You
just
fuck,
Google
he sucks
just
dick.
Just Google Fortnite.
What do you want me to say? You want me to not be mean to you, Harrington, but then you're terrible at your job. What do you want me to say? You just have to find. If you look, ready? Hold on, ready?
I'm
YouTube.
Still
hold on, ready? YouTube.
Seinfeld,
this is how quick it's going to fucking be.
Right. Yeah,
Shoshana.
Right? Yeah, where's Shoshana Lowenstein, by the way? Can you get her at a Fortnite tournament?
Fortnite Championship, Winter Royale Finals. Look at this. Hold on. We got it right fucking here. It's right here. I hate him.
No, it's not. That's just the game.
No, it's not. It's right here. No. So Winter Royale Finals. They have it right here. Look. You can see everyone playing. Hold on.
What do we do, like 3 hours?
No, we're getting out of here in like 2 minutes. Answer a couple questions. Regardless. Yeah,
I wanted to see these tournaments.
Well, I'm waiting for Harrington to just finally pull it up. It should be a combination of them playing the game and it cutting to them in a big fucking arena.
Uh-huh. It's good that people are still fucking teachers with this game out.
Yeah.
That's Lewis, positive. The only video I'm getting is Ninja spectating the people playing. I'm not getting any video of the players.
What about just Google Image?
Stations.
What about Google Image?
Why don't you type in Winter Royale Finals?
Into YouTube?
Or yes.
Okay.
Bravivo. Barvivo.
Fortnite Winter Royale Finals.
I hate him.
Okay. That's exactly what's up right now.
Oh, that's riveting.
Yeah, so click on it.
This one?
And then.
All right.
Go to the beginning of the video.
Winter Royale.
Just these guys talking.
All right.
Okay.
And then
okay.
It goes to gameplay.
All right, we'll go to the gameplay for now.
I'm
it doesn't matter. Just
so
go to
out of touch with this. This is wild.
So turn the volume up a little bit.
Just not what you oh, you're right. This is the future.
How many people are in a state or watching? So do you think
there's watching? There's like 10-20,000 people in a fucking arena watching.
In an arena,
this.
Literally
what?
Watching this. That's
watching
what?
And
that,
all the
you
players,
could just get Google Image so easily. To see
I
that.
Mean, all the players are sitting at like a on a platform facing these gigantic screens, and everyone's behind them watching them play.
Wow.
Yeah,
it's wild.
Remember that movie, The Wizard, with Fred Savage?
Yeah,
that's what this reminds me of.
Yeah.
Well, there you go, folks. There you have it. EA Sports, Fortnite, going to be big. You heard it here. Real Ass Podcast, 15-minute segment.
I hate him.
That's
really good.
That's who's going to host the Oscars.
Great radio.
Like a one of those little
Well, that's the new
avatars.
Oscars, man. I mean, that's going to be the new thing. It's not going to be...
All right, let's real quick, let's get some plugs out of the way, and then we'll wrap this bad boy up. Right. Timmy Dillon, what do you got coming up?
Comedy on State, January, Madison, Wisconsin, 17th through the 20th.
That's a hot one.
TimDillonComedy.com for all other dates. Tim Dillon is going to Hell podcast. Tim J. Dillon, D-I-L-L-O-N, on Instagram and Twitter. I'll be in L.A. a lot in February. I'll have a show schedule posted soon. Thank you.
Hey, I'll be, when does this come out? Sorry.
This will be out on iTunes on Saturday.
Great. I'm at Laugh Boston this weekend. Happy New Year. Then I'm at the San Francisco Punchline, Cleveland Hilarities. I'm all over the road. MarkNormanComedy.com. And check out Tuesdays with Stories, me and Joe List. Praise Allah.
And if you're a woke host in any of those cities, get in there.
Yeah. If you're we'd a love woke to have host. You. I want to be able to say tranny in a green room. God damn it.
Zach Amico.
I just want to have a tranny in the green room. Twitter and Instagram, Zach is not funny. Check out my other show here on the network, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, every Friday at midnight, comics bullshitting while we watch horror movies.
Yeah, guys, a couple things up on the road. Not too much. Kind of settling down a little bit here in New York. Going to get ready to plan Skankfest for this year. We have a couple meetings coming up this week, so look out for more information about that coming soon. But February 2nd, Laugh at a Poughkeepsie. In March, I'm doing a bunch of traveling. I'm going to be in Toronto and London with Michael Bisping. Tickets will be going on sale for those events very, very soon. And also, I have Uncle Vinny's in New Jersey, which is what a honor.
Hey.
What a fall from grace, right? We're going to London, Toronto with Michael Bisping, and then
congratulations
with Justin.
Congratulations!
Silver.
You can go eat some taffy with the heroin addicts
in South Jersey,
Atlantic City.
I think I got Lucy's Comedy Club coming up. I think
Pleasantville.
Quit bragging.
Stop.
A lot of stuff coming up, but my special that I filmed a couple weeks ago here in New York City will be coming out in March or April. We're in the process right now of editing, and I'm very, very excited to show you guys what's up. Thank you for everyone that came out and everyone that was involved, but I will be announcing that information very, very soon as well. So look out for that. Check out the other podcasts, Legion of Skanks. Check out Believe You Me with myself and Bisping. And also New Year's Eve, Legion of Skanks party at the Creek. Legion of Skanks and friends. Bunch of fucking great comics. Greg Stone, Anthony DeVito, Mike Racine, all the Skanks. There's going to probably be performances by 15 to 20 different comedians. Three live podcasts. We're doing a live Real Ass podcast as well on New Year's Eve. The Live Assy Awards. So we're going to give away some awards.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of fun. So make sure you guys go to the Creek LIC or creeklic.com and grab tickets to come to that because they are going fast. And that's the show, boys.
All right, folks.
Thank you, guys. Thank you very much. Thank you, Shannon, gentlemen. I love you. Thank you very much.
Mazel.
Do you want to plug your show?
Sure. Listen to the Thing Is podcast, also on Gas Digital Network. Me and Maddie Justice Gulls, and we go live every Wednesday at 6:30 p.m.
Everyone's just talking over Shannon plugging her show. Nobody cares. Yeah, guys. All right, relax. Well, hold on. We're not off yet, you psycho. We're not off yet. Guys, thank you so much for listening. Make sure you follow everyone on Twitter, Mark Dorm, at Tim J. Dillon, at The Chin _ at I Am Shannon Lee, at Louis J. Gomez, at Zach Is Not Funny, at Realize Podcast, at Gas Digital. That's it, right? I don't got anything else to say. Friday, we're back. Who's on Friday, Shannon?
Monroe Martin and Tracy Carnazzo.
Wow, great show planned on Friday. Not as good as this one, but it's all good. It'll be good. All right, we'll check you guys then. Peace.
That's all, folks.